Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here. Hey, look, yesterday I just tried to make a shrimp St. Paul from scratch. It didn't work out. My bread was falling apart. 5 pieces of shrimp just fell right up out my sandwich. I didn't know if you were supposed to boil the egg, ball the eggs up, scramble them. I ain't never made no shrimp St. That was just God telling me, you know what? You got to go back home. So I will be back home Friday night, September 1st at the all-new Laugh Lounge Comedy Club with my comedy show, Class Clowns. Right now, we have advanced tickets available. The tickets are 2 for $35, or you can get 1 ticket for $20, or you can just pay $25 at the door. Either way, we want to see you there. And if you want to reserve tables or the tickets, make sure you call 314-578-5115. And remember, you are now rocking with the best, Class Clowns. See y'all soon, St. Louis. I'm Javon Bibbs. Peace out. Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here.
Their presence when they setting up in the sky, and every little planet we be touching, it's like comets burst in the heavens when we're soaring, we go high as high as can be. This is the dope, dope as we, good music, she and he,
you know,
hey, so come up with me,
yes.
Let's take it back to
Chefs.
Flying high,
high
to the top,
top
with the sky.
Yeah, on some intergalactic type shit, my nigga, nah, me. Yeah, my nigga, we the dope time traveling. Space age, pimping androids, we gaffling. Bop guns that flip Nissan trucks. You took me to your leader looking like we all fuck. Walking in my moon boots cause my spaceship stuck. Rely on my third eye instead of faith and luck. Dodging particles from astral so we won't get stuck. You never know at any time it could get worse. No 16s, my nigga, I spit a universe. And some left planet Earth low on cash. Robbing niggas on Mars like Pluto Nash. Bounce rock and escape cause the spaceship fast. Got homies teleporting to a nice piece of. Hey, my people planet surface, staying high and turned up. Treating planets like step, they stay burnt up. No lie, we really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling, no lie, I'm really too high for y'all. Ain't coming down, even if the sky should fall. I'm yelling,
keep my space particles, you androids. You androids. You androids. Space protocols, you androids. You androids. You androids.
Yeah. Killer for you androids.
Don't matter if my whips on foes. It don't matter if my wrists don't glow. Oh, I'm out of this world. Space age pimping with a swagger that'll lift your soul. Luke Skywalker scheming on her Chewbacca. Perpendicular proper pimping to bring profit. I'm in a spaceship blowing gas. You probably think I'm human with your broke ass. Daniel's son now wax me off, I'm so fly. I got crane kicks, welcome to the Cobra Kai. Captain Kirk, Space Ghost, perp, robotic lungs. Slanging Big Dipper, keep my phaser on stun. Even on Pluto, you niggas is menudo. My main chick's a Martian, my spaceship's a Tudo. Face this anomaly in the Matrix. This is the dope face, you tired of that fake shit.
back. We're back with Lando Cal Podcast. We're back.
Welcome to the Lando Cal Show. Your host right here. My name is Show.
You're doing this a new intro, right, James?
Yes, I am, good sir.
What's been going on, though, brother?
Oh, shit, man. Just, you know, just doing me, man. You know, work, making beats, doing this, man. You know, shit, you know. Like you said, I am in the works of making the intro. It's going to be... I ain't gonna let y'all hear. I'm just gonna give it to y'all.
Let y'all hear it.
I read the hypeness all the time. I'm like, this kid right here.
Hey. Jules, what's been going on, brother?
Been good, man. Trying to stay busy, man. Trying to get the shop reopened, man. Get everything going.
Looks like
that,
the
man.
Wife wouldn't let you come without her, huh?
She wanted to chill with us, man.
You know, she was like, I was surprised. I don't believe y'all doing no podcast on nerd shit. I'm going too.
Hey, I was hyped though. I was like, you want to go? Look, you want to go? She was like, I might sleep in the car. I was like, nah, you ain't.
You gotta be in it to win. Hey man, I have my lady here, so hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I had my daughter up in here.
I have my son. Look, there it is.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Fan.
Yeah. Right.
It's so bad. We have a Lando Cal email now. I told
yes,
you I
was yes,
we official.
We
official.
Let's go. We're going places. Through all the emails to Stroud. Yeah. So the email for everyone to email us is LandoCalPodcast@gmail.com.
Remember that.
Yeah, LandoCalPodcast@gmail.com. So email all the Battle of the Week stuff. Any questions, comments, we got those.
Lando Cal.
There. All right, Battle of the Week. Let's recap it. Go ahead and tell everybody again what the Battle of the Week was.
Battle of the Week was the Super Villain Edition. It was Ultron from Marvel versus Brainiac from DC. Both cybernetic supervillains in their own right. Both have been able to take down their respective superhero teams at a very fast pace at times.
You want to read them or?
Let me go ahead. This was pretty one-sided. I ain't gonna be afraid. This is pretty one-sided.
I disagree with what you're saying on this. People are saying Brainiac. I wasn't feeling that.
Why? What's wrong with saying Brainiac?
I mean, because I feel Ultron is like your worst nightmare because you created him. You know what I'm saying? Brainiac was his own entity in his own. You know what I'm saying? Ultron is it's like you having a kid and your kid end up killing you.
It's like you making a supercomputer.
Yeah, you made your own death.
I mean, Ultron is pretty much like one of the top threats for the Avengers as a whole. Granted,
yeah. he can calculate the probabilities. He can go in.
Yeah,
he really can. But the thing I will give Brainiac, even though he is a cyborg, let's just put that out there. He is a cyborg. He's not a full android like Ultron is. I'll give Brainiac his credit solely because he is able to take on Superman. He's one of Superman's top top-level threats. So he's able to give Superman, you know, some trouble. And at the same time, he has taken out planets, solar systems, and just took one city from each planet and just said, fuck it, I'm done, let's go. He'll just straight destroy a planet and move on. And that's it, without a second thought. Like, he won't waste time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he do get hella arrogant because at the same time, he do got, he's organic in a sense, so he do have living error. And so he thinks in a way like an organic being's thing. No matter how smart he is, that's always his downfall. Ultron, he thinks calculating like a machine, like what's going to work in this form. But if I had to say between those two, out of 10 battles, I'll give it a Brainiac. Solely because Ultron is indestructible on the outside, but as long as you get inside, you can take Ultron out.
Mm-hmm.
You can take Ultron out. Like, that's the thing. Like, something you gotta remember. And Brainiac has a shrink ray. So he has a shrink ray. And a lot of superheroes and stuff has been able to take out Ultron from the inside because of that. So that's like one of the main things you gotta think about. But at the same time, Ultron can always get back Brainiac. Cause he got like this, follicle ray or something like that. It's like it puts you in like a death-like coma on like an organic being. And you gotta remember, what's Brainiac? A cyborg. He can get him with that.
It's gonna be a hell of a battle, man.
But I think it come down to who's gonna be a better hacker.
I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be a better hacker?
That's why I get the Ultron though.
But I also, you gotta think about this. Brainiac got what? 12th level intelligence. Ultron lives in the 21st century, running by 21st century standards. So, 21st century standards, everyone got like a 6th level intelligence. That's as a whole on Earth. In the 31st century, where the Legion superheroes are, that's 9th. Brainiac come through to your ass on the 12th. So this
he just went there. I don't
think about that for a second.
Encyclopedia, right there.
I told you, I know my shit.
You do with, know your stuff.
I know my shit. He went Wikipedia on it.
My opinion, whatever James said. That's it.
But I would say out of 10 battles, though, I'm gonna say 7-3 Brainiac.
Ooh. All right, we got some responses. Brittany Shawnee says, I say Brainiac, not because of my DC bias. Ultron is strong, intelligent, but seems to rely on absorption of others' consciousness, knowledge, material too much, and needed to too many reconstructions. Brainiac is seemingly more self-reliant and more successful in his villainy. They both have been defeated on record, but has more of it compared to Brainiac, I think. But it's hard to compare with precision since Brainiac has multiple versions from machine to humanoid form. Ultron more simply just evolves himself, so it's hard for me to say with absolute certainty. I just learned of Ultron, but I think I put my money on Brainiac due to what I skimmed over. All right, this one's from Jared Orr. He says, I want to say Brainiac, bro. It's just hard to count Ultron out with his ability to self-repair and all. Mm-hmm. If I had to give it to someone, though, I'd have to give it to Brainiac's alien technology, which will cause more of a threat.
Because he's more of a planetary threat. Yeah. I remember that. So.
Then Aaron Cool says, Brainiac, he has taken out Superman and the entire J-League on many occasions.
He really has.
That's true.
Xavier Charles says, DC has the better team. I'm a Marvel fan, but DC is head and shoulders above Marvel. Like Jared Orr said, that alien technology will kill him. Plus, he was created from a species that is all about war.
But my man just went from, he just went to the whole, yeah, he just said the whole collective in Marvel versus DC.
No, DC has a better characters.
They do. They got some hell of a villains, man. Yeah. But like I said, the ultimate villain that still tops almost anybody, like even Ultron and Brainiac will still have trouble on a Marvel level, is still Dr. Doom. But we ain't gonna even put Doom in this category. But I'm just saying.
We don't wanna wake up the beast with that one.
Not the Doom, like
I heard a battle that somebody was saying Darth Vader versus Doom.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wife is going.
You know what? That might have to be the battle next for another episode. We might have to keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. That's a good one.
I might have to keep that in the back.
Shout out to the Nerdpocalypse podcast. They the one that came up with that one.
Shout out to y'all. We sure might use that.
Shout out.
For real. But now
we had to do a Skype.
I know. But so we got a new battle. So it's gonna be Marvel DC game.
We got a lot more responses. You go to Stroud, Locash fan.
Yeah, we got like 95% of them is Brainiac.
Keep in mind, the more you do it, man, the more Lando Cal start creating its own.
Most definitely, So the new battle, we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna go back to superheroes. Well, superheroines this time around. So just for the ladies. All right. So we're going to do Marvel versus DC, and it's going to be Scarlet Witch from Marvel versus Zatanna from DC.
All right.
So, and if y'all don't know about both now, let's give you a background how strong both of them are. Actually, we're going
to
do it like
this. No. You go. We don't even release it.
They got to do their homework.
We got to do our homework.
We got to really
just know, they're pretty much both very highly skilled in magic in their own rights. So it will be a damn good battle between the both, but we'll give y'all the details and we'll put them up for the next show.
Dudes trying to catch a bootleg of Avengers right now. I gotta get the.
They going to watch old X-Men cartoons.
Yeah, they going backtrack right now. They're backtracking as we speak.
Hey, do I got that VHS?
No. Somebody who's the other chick? Zamunda? The other chick, Zamunda? I don't know her.
Hey, man. Hey.
There's some thugs in there. Hey, I don't know Zamunda.
If you want to get a good idea of how she looks, just watch Justice League Unlimited. It's the female magician chick. That's Zatanna. Okay? Just so y'all know. And Scarlet Witch, a.k.a. Miss No More Mutants. We just going to leave it at that. So, Zatanna.
No, Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch.
Quicksilver's
twin sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's his twin sister.
Yeah, the twin sister from Magneto.
Magneto
pops.
Yeah.
Magneto bang out anybody.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, a.k.a. Vision's wife.
Yeah, well, supposedly, they try to, you try to put in the comics, though, now that that's not their dad now.
Oh, you know, they always got to recreate that, a couple weeks ago. We got to reinvent it at some
point. But the only reason I think they flipped it is because Marvel doesn't have the rights to use...
say Mutants or Magneto.
Oh, yeah, they can't say anything about Magneto coming up in Age of Ultron with them in there. They can't, they can't say they're mutants or nothing.
They can't say nothing about their dad. So they got them as a human, so I'm pretty sure they're going to use the same name.
They got Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. But it's a weird way that they both own both characters.
That's a whole subject in itself we got to talk about one day, because you got so many limitations with these companies, man.
Because everybody, I got the rights to this person.
We get robbed out of it, man, because I want to see it on screen.
Speaking of which, one of our topics is in relation to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
hey. We're getting in a second. We got three emails. This one's from Warren Gray. What up, fellas? Forgive me for getting this in late, but I like to put my vote in for Black Panther.
I ain't mad at you, motherfuckers. It's hot about that Batman.
And then James up here talking shit on Facebook and stuff, talking about why does everybody believe in Batman so much? he must have got it mad.
He got more TV time. That's all it is. He got more TV time.
I mean, I love Batman, but everyone thinks he can't be.
I think it was kind of racial, though. I felt it was kind of racial. I had racial talks with James Status. I felt it was racial because the status was like at 1 a.m. So he was like mad because I didn't get it to this morning. So it was like when your fiend said like 6 hours, he was like, well, damn, it's 7 a.m. So he put this up at 1 a.m. He was like, mad. God damn, all y'all sucking Batman dick out here. Y'all need to quit that shit.
Because it is a lot of Batman dick riders. I mean, you can say the same
thing. I'm a Batman dick rider. I ain't gonna front.
Batman just can't lose.
I didn't say he can't be beat.
But it's people out here that straight think that, man. The brother can't be beat. He can be beat. He really can. Now, mind you, I'll never take away to what he has ever done as a human. Like, he is that nigga amongst any superhero from any comic book imprint.
Yeah.
Flat out. You can't even take that away from him. But
he's like out there playing football with one leg.
Right.
And scoring touchdowns.
This motherfucker traveled through time and stopped himself from killing the whole DC universe, yo.
Yeah, Batman is a lunatic, man. He's out there fighting people with no powers. And think it's all good.
That animated movie came out a few years back. Batman's in space with the suit on. He's chilling. I'm like, this kid got no powers.
he's in space doing moonwalks.
And stuff.
Chilling. With the rest of the email from Warren, he says, so keep up y'all great work and rolling on, fellas. Old lady putting me to work. I got to get out of here. Peace.
Shout out to you, brother.
All right, this next one is from Claude Thomas. He says, hey, fellas, just wanted to see what you all were thinking about this movie coming out called Poltergeist. Put that in there. Do y'all think that the scary movies can still be the same, like when Poltergeist dropped in 82? Do you think people are scared as hell to be on this set, considering damn near everybody died from the first composer?
Man, I can tell you right now, no.
Classic like that, all you got to do is just take the original film.
Well, I mean,
and clean
six
it
people
up.
From the first person guys died,
and that's what makes the original way more creepy.
It was some crazy, like the daughter died, the mom died. And it was within six years, all of them died.
Yeah, and that's
only one is alive is Coach.
And that's
the dude to play Coach. That's what makes the original
so much more creepy than the remake could ever be. Because it's like, it's straight up, had a curse after that shit. Mm-hmm. So that's when that alone gives it the creepiness factor. So you can't even recreate some shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think a scary movie can be that good anymore. We got Paranoid Activity and all this bullshit. Basically, that's what Paranoid
Activity was okay. It was just, they should have stopped it at a certain.
Because they were Paranormal 15 now.
All the scary stuff now is just your bone crackling the wrong way.
They had a Paranormal Mexican version. You see that one?
They had a Hispanic version. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I've seen it. I was like, come on.
It came out like a few months back.
I was like, come on, man.
Netflix already.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man. Hispanic version. Come on,
they throw us all over the place.
Hispanic version was like Nacho Libre Paranormal.
Yeah, but they said it was whack too, because a couple people said it was garbage.
Yeah, I heard it was. It better be. It's probably is garbage. You're just trying to throw it in.
First and second one were good. I've never seen none of them. But after the third one, they just should have just stopped. Because the third one was just really just a flashback.
They're going to do a Norwegian one next? You know, like a Norwegian one, like strictly in Norway?
One in the hood.
No black
activity in the hood.
That'd be real quick.
That'd be a 20-minute movie, if that. That'd be a 20-minute episode.
All right, we got one more email. This one is from Andrew Wilson. He says, hey, fellas. Love what y'all doing with this Lando Cal. Makes me feel like when my homeboys in the barbershop talking about a whole bunch of bullshit. Just wanted to get y'all thoughts on this upcoming stuff with the Ghostbusters movies. I ain't gonna front. I'm really not feeling all these women being in Ghostbusters. I'm trying not to be sexist about it, but the shit looks
wet. I don't
wet.
Know. That kind of came
just
want to
see
sexist,
what y'all thought.
Yeah, it did come off kind of
sexist, man.
You're like, no chance. You ain't giving no chance.
Let's go and make that the first topic. That's on the docket. So Ghostbusters 3 coming out. All
right, so
all women.
Yeah, it got a Kristen Wiig, Kay McKinnon,
McCarthy,
Melissa McCarthy,
and
Leslie
Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
And so I'll be cool with it. I mean, no,
I'm not fucking with it.
I know, I'm not going to
shut it down.
No, I'm not fucking with it. I wasn't
fucking
with it.
You said that about Fantastic Four, but you kind of reneged on the whole.
No, I still have to see the
trailer. Once you seen the trailer, you was like, Lord, forgive me.
The trailer was decent.
I don't know what to think right now, but Lord, forgive me.
That's what I'm saying. But now, I mean.
I wasn't fucking with it either, though, when they was going to have, what you call it, Chris Pike and, homeboy that's in Jurassic Park.
Chris Pratt.
With him and who was gonna be with him in there? Was it Channing Tatum probably supposed to be in him with him? Something they're gonna redo it like that. I didn't want them to redo a period.
There's people jumping off the roof when they said Tatum was gonna be your man.
Gambit.
Gambit.
Yeah, people was jumping off the roof.
People was out. I'm out of here.
But I didn't want to see no Ghostbusters remake. Period. Women are females.
But I'm be honest with you.
When old boy died, that was a wrap. Mm.
Rest in peace, Earl Ramis.
If you have women, why not have Sigourney Weaver in there?
St. Louis Walk of Fame, my nigga.
Yeah, it's a wrap when he died to me. Yeah. Keep it done. Because it's not going to be good. I'm telling you that.
But you know what?
I don't know.
You don't know. Like,
You know what, though? They're trying to throw that chick in everything. So ain't that the one?
McCarthy chick.
Yeah, aka female Will Ferrell.
Is she that funny to you? What you think?
Is she pretty much like a female version of Will Ferrell?
No, female version of Chris Farley.
I agree with you on that one. Female Chris Farley, that's better.
She's not that like, oh my god,
she's not that funny.
I'm not going all out.
But you know, Chris Farley was funny to me.
Chris Farley was funny as hell. I'm talking about she's not that funny.
She's
funny like the first two movies. Now I kind of got her shtick is kind of the
it's a little like I think we seen what was that shit. Man with the with her and Sandra Bullock. It wasn't all like it wasn't all that.
Yeah, and then what was the movie with her and Homeboy where he stole identity theft?
That was okay, but now Bridesmaids, though, she was a Bridesmaid, that was the shit.
Yeah, but that was a good joint.
And then
she had a cameo
in Hangover 3.
I never seen Hangover 3.
Oh,
what was she in Hangover 3?
The minute it came out, everybody just
Hangover 3, she pretty much at the end, if, I don't know if y'all care or not.
Yeah, but I mean, I seen it, but I don't remember it.
But she ended up getting with Zach Galifianakis' character.
Oh, okay, when he was working in the store, whatever. Right. She was working in the store.
Yeah,
whatever.
she had a
snippet.
Yeah, she's like a quick
snippet like Wendy Williams had.
So what do you think about it, though?
Yeah, pretty much.
All girls Ghostbusters.
I'm open for it. I definitely want to see if they're creative with it. I don't know if they're going to try to step into the same foot.
I'm just telling you that I like Leslie Jones getting the shot, but I could just see her just being a loud-ass black chick in there. They could have got some funnier black shit.
Yeah, because so basically they're trying to keep the same formula as like Venkman, Spangler.
But Ernie Hudson, he wasn't loud though.
He wasn't loud at all.
No,
he was actually smoother.
He was mad.
She gonna be loud in there and shit. Yeah, it's a motherfucking ghost. That's how she's gonna be.
He was like the black voice of reason for the Ghostbusters. Yeah,
I guarantee you, it's gonna be a scene in there with the little green goblin gonna come out. It's a motherfucking ghost, y'all. I'm guaranteeing you. I will go see the movie and leave out as soon as that scene comes in just to prove it to y'all.
Let's just let everybody else go see it, and then we just hear from
and somebody email us and be like, hey, did that it happen? Thank you. It's a motherfucking ghost.
I mean, but you know, let's get an actual female perspective on it. You got your wife right here.
look, mi amor, what do you think
just reading about how they all died?
All women cast Ghostbusters.
I'm really organic. So I like the original cast.
Okay, I feel that.
Say no to women in Ghostbusters.
Funny.
Kay McKinnon funny, man. I like Kay McKinnon, man.
And they could have got but they could have got even like some funnier, like Tina Fey. They had like Tina Fey in there.
Yeah, Tina Fey would be a good spin for Spangler, dog. Yo, that would be that'd be good.
Oh, you know what budget? Yeah, your budget be blown out with Tina Fey.
Yeah, you got a budget now. Hold on, we got a limited little.
Tina Fey won $20 million off the top of herself.
and even Black Girl,
they could have got Minnie Riperton's daughter.
Maya Rudolph.
They could have had her play the Black Girl instead of fucking loud ass Leslie Jones. No disrespect to you, Leslie Jones. I'm, you know, you cool.
Yeah, you, yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, I know what they cool. doing Darryl, by casting Darryl, in there. Darryl like, have y'all seen Tom? Yeah. Y'all
seen, how you going to diss it and say big Darryl shout out to Leslie Jones? Yeah.
But y'all seen Top 5 yet? Have you seen Top 5? Chris Rock's Top 5?
I was waiting for DVD. Don't knock my
house. It's good.
I got confused.
You see how she was loud in there?
You know, as a barber, but you get so many back and forth from everybody.
But Top 5 was dope, though.
It was a dope movie. It was my favorite movie.
Top 5 movies.
I had it number one for my movie last year. I had number one, my favorite movie last year.
You threw us off with Gravity.
That's what James
with Gravity. If anybody had beef,
we had nobody hit us up on Twitter about somebody. Some motherfucker in Australia hit us up. Made it all.
Yeah, like, leave that alone. Past that, dude. I said I put Gone Girl.
But no, a dude in Australia at like 3 in the morning. That time was like, fuck that. I need.
You like Gravity?
What do you mean your top five?
Hell,
ready to get you.
Oh,
the female Ghostbusters though. Yay or nay? Everybody going to see this?
I would say nay.
I'm going
there.
Nah,
I don't want to see nobody doing it. Honestly.
I like part the classic. Of me want. I like the Bobby Brown soundtrack. Let it stay back then. You know what I mean?
Let it stay. Yeah, and they already came out with the game, which pretty much tells the story of what happened after number two anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you really technically, if you want Ghostbusters 3, play the video game that came out for PS3 and Xbox 360. It pretty much tells the story of what happened afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, one thing about it, too, is how them. As cheesy as the original was, I'm not even saying Ghostbusters 2.
Do you think 2 is the better one?
I like the original.
Some people say Ghostbusters 2 is a perfect movie.
They probably grew up a couple more years and they felt like they could really understand it more. That's all that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
There is no Dana, teenager. Only Zoo.
Huh?
There is no Dana, only Zoo. Hey, that was my shit, dog.
Next up, we got, since we'll come to Poltergeist in the trailers in a second. All right. All female... Avengers coming out.
I'll rock with that.
All female Avenger team.
Like, it got a pretty cool little lineup, though. You know what, though? In this sense, I kind of will rock with it.
This for the comics, everybody. This for the comics.
But, you know, because if you got people like, you know.
No, it's for the comics.
You even got the Queen of the Inhumans being in the comic book, yo. Black Bolt's wife gonna be in the motherfucker.
It's gonna be the lineup.
That's gonna start.
It's starting coming up in the new Secret Wars starts with March. I think it's March.
I'm actually be with it, man, because you know, I mean, it's something different. I mean, and plus, you know, they put promotional.
Oh, it's in May. May it comes out in May.
They got promotional art of Jean Grey Phoenix on there.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's just for promo or if she's actually coming back. Because as far as we know, Jean Grey is gone. She went with the Phoenix. She's gone.
But do you know that they got the younger cast already signed for that for her? Mm-hmm. For Cyclops.
Yeah. They dropped that. Yeah. They dropped another light skinned girl to play Storm. Yeah. They didn't drop an African looking chick, which that's a whole nother.
Right.
Beef. I still say you should have dropped. He's a whole nother beef for that role, man.
We could just erase Halle Berry from all this if they want to. We could really go back through this, re-edit all of this.
But
who else are you gonna find?
But you know what? Honestly, you gonna have to find a black chick that know how to pull out platinum hair like that off, dude. Like for some real shit.
Angela Bassett.
You think so?
She was supposed to play Storm at first.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
She's supposed to play Storm at first.
But you know what? Do you think honestly?
And she would have killed that accent. Angela Bassett would have.
But you know, but you know what though? Do you think that would kind of?
Cause you know, y'all know they made Halle Berry stop doing the accent because she was fucking it up, right?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Brian Singer was like, quit that shit. Like,
yeah, because the first
she was fucking up with it, so nobody ruined this laughing. It's real shit.
Yeah, no, because
they made
the
her stop
movie,
doing the accent.
No, it's the first movie she had an accent in the first.
They told me to go watch it.
And they made her cut that shit.
Wow,
yeah,
you can't
do
that shit.
I don't know what Angela Bassett. I think it could work if it was 10 years ago.
Oh no!
You could do it now.
You think so? I mean, she's a young beauty. I mean, she's very young looking. Don't get me wrong.
Xavier looking like he could still roll that chair.
Yeah, you're right.
There'd be a lot of wire hanging and stuff, and like, she'd be all up in there, like with arms out, and she's still brolic.
Hey,
but you know what? You know what? I give it there because you know what. Even though the Green Lantern movie kind of sucked, she did pull off a pretty cool. Decent Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a shot. No. Hey.
So next up we got this is kind of a strange one, but Comet Fan gets his nose chopped off and tattoo implants that look like Red Skull.
See, and See, that's not marijuana, y'all.
marijuana don't do that. That's the devil.
So basically, the dude walking around looking like Red Skull. He got a tattoo.
I'm going to just tell you just like this. For anybody real. Who posted that, I just blocked them. I'm going to keep it. I didn't want to see the images.
Yeah, it did look like on some demonic shit.
So I just blocked, unfollow people. Don't get me wrong. It was horrible.
But I don't know if y'all seen it, like, you know, anyone listening, but yo, it's some pretty creepy, scary.
It's really creepy.
Scary shit. Like, it's borderline, like, on some.
And he's walking around like that every day. He made himself look like that.
He looked like he could have been like a Hispanic cat.
I think he was.
And that's just threw me off. I was tight already.
Come on.
Yeah, he was. I think he was. Making it bad, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think if I'm not mistaken, Dink Dude was Hispanic. I think he was like.
Yeah. He looked.
But it's just. Nah, man.
That's horrible, man.
It's just, man. Like,
yeah, he was like, fuck it. Either I'm being Red Skull the next movie or nothing.
But he don't even look like Red Skull.
I know.
Like, he looked like.
What was the stuff on his forehead? I was
like, that's tattooed. That's like all tattooed. No, he tattooed in his face.
It's like they put stuff in under your skin.
Yeah, like that's all plastic surgery and shit like that. Body modification shit. Like, it looks scary. He looked like a straight demon. He don't even look like he got a skull. But he looked like he got a straight demon face. Like, on some real shit. Like, it's like, for real, man. It look like, hey. Bro, that's like some shit came out straight out of the book of Revelation,
too
my nigga.
Much,
For real.
I blocked everybody. It said unfollow, blah, blah, blah. Just unfollow everybody, stay friends, whatever that. I didn't want to see it.
My whole thing is like.
Some scary shit, dude.
You sure? Yeah, y'all sure it was Red Skull? Y'all sure it wasn't like another a character from like a Blade or something that he just fucked up and said, I'm going to try that?
Yeah, they just said
it looked like one of them vampires from Blade.
Because he don't look like Red Skull at all.
No.
If that's the case.
Like I said, I'm saying on some real shit, man. I don't even like to get into some religious shit, man. But nah, that was some shit out of Revelation, my nigga. Like, that's. I'm for real. Like, you look at it, if you straight look at dude, it's some scary shit. Man. It's some scary ass shit. Like, if you see a motherfucker like that walk down the street, are you really going to be like, oh, okay. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Come on now. I don't care how you're going to get.
Just keep it real. Ear piercings now, they be gutting them out. It be extra. I'd be like, I don't know.
You've got gauges and shit. That's okay, I mean, to an extent. But, like, some shit like that,
it's a lot of extra stuff going on, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of the Captain America storyline and shit, too. I'm a fan of Superman. But I ain't going to fuck around and tattoo my shit and do all that shit what that motherfucker did. No.
Babe, come on. He's going to pull out the picture. That's horrible.
Yeah.
He looked like he from the hood too. Like,
he looked like his regular picture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that looked like some shit out of Revelation.
He owes some money to somebody.
He's from the hood because he had the little stick on his New Era hat.
Is that why you don't strike for the hood?
All my hats still had that.
That's how you know a cat for the hood still to keep the sticker on his head.
That's how you do it.
Stick on the little brim. And that's sad because he's lost.
Ram, you the resident,
homeboy's lost.
No, you the resident Christian follower like myself. What'd you think about that, man? Do you agree with me? That's some scary looking.
That's our chaplain, our resident chaplain.
That's crazy, dude. Either that or either he ain't trying to get a job at all.
You can't come back from that either.
You can't.
That's it.
Because honestly, what he got cut off was the cartilage out of his nose.
That's some gone.
The bone is still there. It's the cartilage. Oh, you take that out, and it's a whole tip. Rudolph the Red. You gotta give me a cybernetic tip or something on my note.
Hell yeah.
Oh man, I'm finna be Red Skull. No, you're not, man. Quit bullshit. Everybody thought it was bullshit.
Because you got people that do body mods. Like, I remember like a long time ago they had a dude on Ripley's, believe it or not, that made himself look like a lizard, like a iguana. And they had another dude who straight made himself look like a fucking tiger. Like, in real life, I'm dead serious. Like, no bullshit. They straight showed this on TV. I remember this when Dean Cain used to host it. Like,
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, for real. Like, I was just like.
I like one of y'all did that to me, talking about, I'm going to do that to my nose.
Hips.
I'm calling everybody.
Don't let them do it.
Intervention.
Intervention. We're going to put you in a room with nothing.
All right. Next up, this one's an interesting topic.
Right.
Fox is planning a live X-Men TV show.
That's why I said we're going to go into that. That's actually the topic that I was talking about. Mm. Because that shit going to get delayed. That shit ain't coming out. If it come out, it's going to come out in 2018. I'm calling it.
Why you say that?
Shit with Marvel. Shit with Marvel alone. Like, this shit ain't gonna
Fox
be,
owns
like,
the X-Men, though.
But the thing about it is, I read the article. In order for them to do that, Marvel has to sign off.
Right, they do. They do.
They have to sign. And they ain't going to be willing to sign off because they're like, so you didn't want to give us your characters. We had to rename our shit, and we had to do all this. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had to do all this other shit only because we couldn't use the characters that we technically created.
Yeah.
You know, then we just want to use for our story. We just want to use them for maybe like a movie or so like that. You want to be assholes and not do the shit. So,
well,
okay,
the thing
so
is,
let's go ahead.
Well, I was thinking that they might get around it by trying to use some of the outside characters like X Factor, X Force characters.
But just. X Factor still X Men, because
yeah, then you might as well just make another show called Mutant X from
right,
back in the day.
Right, like, right. That's
try to
that
avoid
shit, right.
Using characters, that
and, but
we
and
really
that's all still
see.
In the X Men universe, and they own everything that's related in the X Men universe.
Not
as far
be,
as
I don't
TV
think
film.
These characters gonna be your mainstream X Men characters anyway.
Shield,
they're gonna be
horrible.
Like they're gonna be like Jubilee.
But better pick X Factor.
Like,
but X Factor is
X Factor. I like X Factor.
Like, now the original X Factor is the original five from the original X Men. That's the original five X Men. So.
But they talk about, they're probably talking about the government X Factor. When they talk about using X Factor, they talking about Havoc, tall, but not what is it?
Strong guy.
Strong guy. What was the other dude?
So it's gonna be characters whose CGI don't have to be so exquisite. Like,
yeah,
it's just gonna be some
probably Polaris.
Basic, like,
Polaris's girl, the Havoc's girl. What's the homeboy that's got the that's smart? That
Forge.
You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is place a leg with Forge or whatever.
Right.
Forge
is dope, man.
And a multiple man.
Multiple Man. Actually, they were supposed to do a Major Arc series based off Multiple Man at one point, dude.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, yeah, Multiple
point, yes.
Man.
That was supposed to be
and
dope.
Who else is left on X Factor?
That would have been dope.
What, Banshee and Banshee?
Well, you know, Banshee at one point was actually part of the main crew at one point.
Yeah, but I'm talking about your main, when people think it, that main X Factor crew, that's your main core.
But
X-Factor
as far as like in the movies now, Banshee is technically part of the main crew as of X-Men First Class.
Oh, that's right.
So you gotta
that's
remember
right.
that. So
they ain't gonna use Banshee then. What's Wolfsbane?
Wolfsbane.
That's who
right.
you can use. Wolfsbane.
Yep.
So yeah, y'all think it'll work? You think X-Men work,
but, you know, but
I don't think it'll work because there's too many limitations, dog.
And Marvel's gonna be some dicks
about
it.
It's gonna go back and forth, petty. We'll give us Spider-Man back, and, you know, all that.
Right? Because you're like, it's like, okay, say, or they could just do some slick shit, like, all right, after this Fantastic Four move, since they also own Fantastic Four, and what would be dope. Cause it'll work a lot. I think the Fantastic Four work a lot better in the Marvel DC, in the Marvel universe, on Cinematic Universe, because Fox ain't doing right.
Mm-hmm.
But except for, you know, maybe the upcoming movie may be done right, but they can negotiate things. So like, all right, we'll sign this off. You give us back Fantastic Four, because I mean, if they get back Fantastic Four, you can use who? Doctor Doom.
And that's what they want.
And you get back Doom,
you could use a whole bunch of shit. With
dude,
that.
You can do so much shit in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Doom alone.
Yeah.
That's
can,
true.
You can. Like, think about it.
Shit, they keep the, I'd be like, look here, man.
That's
what I would do. If I was them, I'd be like, keep them Fantastic Four, motherfuckers.
Do DC have the same problems?
No.
DC owns all this
DC
shit.
DC is just gangster. They own,
yeah, DC owns all this shit.
We ain't giving nobody. Yeah. They didn't own Superman when he was trying to do Smallville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they kept that name back.
Justice Friends. Or was it the Justice? It wasn't the Justice League. It was Justice Friends.
The Red Blue Blur.
Right.
It was tight. I was tired.
The red blue blur.
Everybody walked on there. Flash was, what would they call him? Twitch? I don't know what they called
yeah,
him.
Yeah, there was
something funny.
Yeah, Cyborg, this shit internal.
It had some type of backwards name, man.
They like you notice they don't call Green Arrow.
Nah, they
like,
never
did. They call him just Arrow.
But see, those limitations, man, it's crazy because does it rob you as a fan? You know what I mean? Because then you
got
to just really beat around the bush. That's like you had Shootout 97,
right,
and you couldn't have Michael Jordan in the game, his name, so they had a play number
23.
Or just like,
or, you know, like 98, and you knew it was Jordan, though, because it was all the stats.
That's so true. NBA
but
Live 97.
But his name could never be on there until 2000.
Just like Mike Tyson. Just like Mike Tyson with Street Fighter.
That robs the fans,
yeah,
though, man. That
it's like Mike Tyson.
They was gonna have, I know Balrog was.
But Balrog's real name in Japan is Mike Bison, aka M. Bison. M. Bison, their names all switched around. So.
Hold on, this some different. Go.
Just went in, look.
Yeah, we
like a PDF.
Hold on, damn.
No. This is common knowledge, man, amongst the gaming community.
You should have your own Wikipedia type thing. Like, literally, like, you type certain things up, it comes up James-opedia.
James-opedia.
Yeah, no, this goes so good.
For real. Now, so, like, so anyone who's played an old school Street Fighter, I'm pretty sure everybody played Street Fighter 2, right?
Yeah.
So, you got M. Bison, Mega Balrog, and Sagat. So, everyone's name is pretty much the same, everyone except for Balrog, Vega, and Bison. Balrog, the black dude, technically his name in Japan is Mike Bison or M. Bison. Due to the legal shit back in 91 with Mike Tyson casting that rape charge, I think 91, 92.
Yeah.
They had to switch all their names around. So had that shit never went down, the Japanese names would have translated to the American names. So Mike Bison is actually a parody, you know, a parody of Mike Tyson. Tyson.
Right.
So it's supposed to be in Balrog, supposed to be Mike Bison. Vega was supposed to be named Balrog. And Bison's name is supposed to be Vega. It's just like it is in Japan. Like, it never changed in Japan. Like, it's still over there.
So if you play the Japanese version, you'll see
it say the actual names that they're supposed to be. Wow. They just never, in America, wow. they had to change it around for legal reasons because of the Mike Tyson rape charge.
Okay.
So, but it's been like a commonly known thing. That's the reason why they had switched names around. Like, it's literally because
of knowledge is infinite.
We was talking about the other day when we went to the event screening. And we was like, yo, James make everybody step their game up. Like, you got to pull books out.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you going to...
I be sitting there like, I'm going to...
Because you wasn't even around in 91. Because you was like four. You was like six.
I was four.
Not even.
I was four. I was four.
You was four.
I was in... I was
a prominent 18. I was big enough to understand. But I was sitting there.
I was actually walking to the corner store to play the motherfucker.
I was the one...
Yeah, I'm on the sticks. I remember having to put the quarter on top of the motherfucker when you got next.
I was playing the game in the barbershops with one hand and beating everybody and getting all the little change.
Dude, we got that at the gig, man. We got all score arcade machine. I be getting down on that shit. What?
It's like somebody kept you a metal box underground. Every year you shall open this box of the year before.
Dude, I'm a 90s baby. I'm a 90s kid, man. I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid, man.
You were born in the 80s, but you lived like...
Like, I'm an 87, you know? I'm 87, man. And I was raised in the 90s, man.
Who was Nirvana?
Nirvana. Oh, Kurt Cobain. Ooh, shit. Smell like Teen Spirit. Like, Smell Like Teen Spirit, you know? Shit, you know?
What year G.I. Joe Extreme came out? You hit me with that, you the man.
86?
Is 86?
You're kind of close. Like
86, 87.
I don't even know the exact date, but I'll tell you, you're around the same.
But since we're talking about G.I. Joe, I didn't put this on the dice since we talking about for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
That the twins are supposed to be the next villains for the G.I. Joe 3.
Really?
Yeah, the twins are. Yeah. I just read that on the way over.
The twins, the Crimson?
The Zamor, what is the dude's?
Zara, Zomox and
Yeah, Zay, yep, the twins are supposed to be the main villain.
Really?
Really? They got to get the British type dudes in there.
Don't be bullshitting with me.
Yeah, don't play games.
They gonna get a black dude and a white
Zoma.
Dude.
They don't sound like that. I don't want to see them.
A black dude and a white dude.
And they don't got the red joint on with the one and they gonna side say they was collar twins. And the opposite collar on the other two. I don't want to see it. Really?
Yeah. I just read that.
You said The Rock was gonna be the main dude this time too, right?
Yeah. Like, Rock is the main dude. All
right. Let's see.
All right. Next up, we got
different director too, though. Just to
same,
throw it
right?
in there.
Same audience.
No, different.
They changing? Okay.
I think he bailed. Oh, maybe bailing when they don't do too good. They out.
When you get The Rock thrown at you. Black Dynamite has been canceled.
But you know what? I'm not surprised.
I watched it like casually. I never really rocked with it.
I watched every episode and I laughed my ass off at every episode. Granted, all the episodes were funny, but you can tell it didn't have the same type of audience and appeal like the live action version had. Mm. Like the live action version is considered like my top, like in my top 10 funniest movies.
Yeah,
of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
most definitely.
It's fucking hilarious in every. They were not live. Don't get me wrong. The anime version was too. But it didn't catch his appeal. I don't think it should have. Mm. It didn't catch the same appeal like how Black Jesus got the appeal is.
Or Boondocks.
Or Boondocks, exactly. Because everyone was expecting to be
Black
just
Jesus
like
Jesus was funny as hell, though.
Man. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Black Jesus is super funny.
A lot of people up in arms about that shit, but...
I think it helped out the show. That's what made
I think what helped out the show was the fact that they actually kept it accurate and just put the 21st century spin on like how his pimping is, to be honest with you. Because all it is, like, what... I mean, because... And Rim, correct me if I'm wrong.
Our chaplain.
That Jesus hung out with the lowlives, right?
Yeah.
Jesus went on pilgrimage to spread love to the lowlives, right?
Right.
Okay, then.
Hey, no, I got one more question for Rim. Jesus got high, too, didn't he?
Did he get high?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, I'm just saying. Bless you. Look here, man. How you think you got to be to walk on water? Think you could walk on water.
How God's good grace, man. Shit. How God's good grace. Fuck it.
All right.
But it is what it is. But nah, man, but.
Black Planet, yeah. Black Dynamite.
I didn't see it.
You never watched it?
This means nothing to you.
I watched the movie part of it.
But you've never seen the cartoon.
I didn't see the cartoon.
It's reason number 105 where it got canceled.
It's just didn't cast us. It is the appeal didn't cast
but
the
but
show.
In the defense of the show, I don't know. But like I ain't even caught up on Arrow and Flash right now, so
no,
I've been falling off
little
by little.
But you never watched the episode.
I never watched it.
I just caught up on the following. I just finished the following up.
What you watching on Netflix or something?
Yeah
Netflix.
Oh man.
Oh
Teddy,
my
Teddy
God.
Teddy
playing Netflix too. We playing games.
Oh my God, that show. That's a whole other conversation, man. But
all right. Next up, Legend of Zelda getting a series on Netflix, live action series.
You know, my partners was not happy about that shit. My gaming partners was not happy.
Really?
About that.
That's a lot.
Because like, that's a lot. Because thing about Legend of Zelda, man, is this: every Legend of Zelda game, you have to. Link is not, you know, every character in Legend of Zelda game, which is Link, the main character, is not the same Link. It's not the same character.
It's not? So when I play like Zelda 1, 2, and 3, on Nintendo?
Yeah. Oh, that's
the same
serious.
To me. He looked the same to me.
No, he the same.
Short dude.
It's like
that's because you're looking at a screen. Like, everybody look the same. Even Contra dudes look the same because you're looking at it so far. And they,
but yeah, but also real shit. Every Link, the main character, it's a different Link. It's the basically a different version of Link in every game.
You be reading those little booklets that come
man,
in the
dude,
game.
I'm a game. I was a gamer, dog. Like,
see, bro. We just played the game
we
and figured out.
Bro, I'm a straight gamer at heart, bro. Dude, I'm a gamer at heart. Like
I didn't think I remember the instruction booklet until I got like the Genesis or something. Because I used to just push the buttons and figure that shit out.
Bro, I was a straight up nerd. Growing up in Hanley Hills as a straight up nerd. I had every game system.
You knew about TurboGrafx-16.
I played it once.
What?
I know.
But that's how young he is. That's how the young he is, though. He don't know about the TurboGrafx.
But I played it on
when that
some
came
old school.
Out, man.
Like, no, I actually played it maybe about 10 years ago when my partners actually had got it. Wow. And we actually just fucked around and just, I forgot what game
bonk.
It was, man, but he had broke it out and started playing it.
That games was so
probably,
far
I think it was,
bonk,
man.
Probably Bonk. That was the flagship.
But yeah,
everybody
had the Bonk. But dude, man, like, nah, with Legend of Zelda, it could work. I mean, visually, it can work because, you know, I don't know if y'all remember the April Fool's thing that came out with, like, 7-8 years ago. Like 7-8 years ago, it was a trailer that came out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Like, it was supposed to be a movie.
Yeah, but it was just an April Fool's Day trailer. That's all. Yeah. So it wasn't real. But it looked pretty.
Visually, you're saying visually, because, like, what type of time era does it have to take place in?
Lord of the Rings.
See, that's the thing. Netflix is, is they money that big?
House of Cards, my nigga.
But that's a present day type
House of Cards.
But that's a present day type.
The Orange is the New Black. They got
Orange is the New Black.
No,
do
you
can
get
know
any jail cell?
Do
and
you
start
know?
Oh, they got that bullshit filming show though. Gimli the Rock or whatever it was. What is it? Hemlock.
Oh, Hemlock Grove.
That bullshit.
I ain't even a chance of fans watching.
Not fucking with that.
I ain't even a chance of fans watching.
You try to watch it?
Try to watch that.
Horrible.
Shit.
Just because
we on Netflix, real quick, I just ask a question. I just want to find out what this kid got to say about Daredevil's trailer.
Yes.
No, we gonna talk about that. We got
mad about him having a sock on his head.
I was hot about that.
He was hot.
I was sitting there like, oh, y'all gonna try to play me? That's how I felt. I felt y'all trying to play me. All right, so Legend of Zelda. I don't fuck with Zelda like that. I ain't fuck with Zelda since '89.
Yeah, I was contra'd out.
Yep, I ain't fuck with Zelda. I didn't even like Zelda as a shorty.
Ooh.
I used to hate that shit too. I was like, man, I gotta go through all these goddamn worlds.
But you keep it around. But the one of the best things about Zelda, that's why one of the first games ever you can straight save. Like,
yeah, but
man,
you gotta think about us, all of us. Oh, we played
play
Zelda
Warcraft,
where you couldn't.
Right?
Nah.
He's talking about Zelda where you get raised and know where he come from a little kid and get older.
Oh.
Right, exactly. Old Zelda sucked.
That's why I overlooked it.
And then you gotta go over to this little land over here to get this star, and then go all the way down and take you
the
forever.
The best Zelda game to this day is the one that was in 64.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time is pretty much a remake of the original Zelda.
Because it was a bullshit, because the Nintendo would get hot, and then you gotta try to cool it down, but you gotta get from this starting point all the way down here, though, before it get too hot. Yeah, you gotta put a fan. Y'all have to put a fan on your thing, or to try to keep playing that motherfucker. Put a fan on your
but you know what?
Nintendo.
You hating on the original. But you hating on the original
on
Zelda.
Board, you was on board 7.
But you know how that much that motherfucker worked in real life. You know how much that shit actually worth in real life, though.
How much?
If you got the old school, the original gold cartridge, the special edition, special edition, the limited edition, and when they made like 100 copies. No, it's two versions. It's when they made like 100 copies of and sent them out. If you got that version,
it's
that's like 50 stacks in your pocket.
Yeah, it's 50 grand,
That's 50 stacks in your pocket.
Really?
I'm dead. Because V-Stock, the one in South County
Mall, so
they got it. They had it. That version. Someone, they straight got it.
They selling for 50 grand?
50 grand.
50 grand.
No bullshit. I think I want to say 50 grand.
Yeah, it's a lot of Nintendo games that
a lot
I like.
Of brothers out there running around. That money going straight to child support.
Hey,
I seen that game somewhere in the attic. I'm going back.
Man, go see like, hey, man. Hey,
little homie.
So,
a big topic everybody's been talking about ones. That we got to talk about here, and then I'll give y'all the news on top of it on the back end. Tyrese wants to play Green Lantern.
Stop.
And Terry Crews wants to play Silver Surfer.
Threw him out the window with that one. You just said forget it.
All right, and then no. Let me finish it. But now they have you know, Diggle from Arrow is supposed to play Green Man, Green Lantern.
No, they say no. They
said discussion. He's in discussion. It'll be John Stewart. Green.
No, they say Diggle is supposed. It's possibly John Stewart.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's, they say it may be like because you never find out his
chiseled out though. You notice that?
Yeah,
during the show.
And they're saying like they say you don't know his middle name, and all his but his whole backstory in relation is just like John Stewart. So it's like so far we know his name, full name could be John Stewart Diggle. Far you know.
So but let's get back to the Tyrese and the Green Lantern.
Think about
it. Have you ever Princess, have you seen Tyrese? Did you hear about the Tyrese trying to be Green Lantern?
What's wrong with Tyrese though? Because I
ain't so you bumping from
I'm not. I want to know.
So you know you bumping for it. So you
no, because I'm hearing a lot of no's. Like don't do it.
I mean, he's funny, so he can fill the character role. But I'm not really.
No, and John Stewart ain't funny though. He's serious. Yeah, he's military. He's ex-military.
I haven't seen Tyrese play a serious role like that yet, where he can play that.
I mean, the only serious role he ever played to me on some real shit.
Baby boy.
Baby boy. Don't say that. No.
Maybe.
Anybody can play a hood role. Anybody can play a... We can all play a hood role.
Yeah, true. You're right.
Ma, who this clown? Nah, anybody can play that. We can all do that. I'm talking about like...
It was a comedy to me.
Yeah, that was...
Then you had,
talking about, what was the Four Brothers?
Four Brothers probably like the... Four Brothers.
That's the closest to him being serious.
Yeah, I would say Four Brothers.
Because Four Brothers was
Four Brothers is
my favorite movie.
It's a damn
on the
good movie.
Damn good movie. Yeah, people. And
that was like the last great for Mark Wahlberg for a while.
Personally, that's my favorite part when Terrence Howard get killed. I rewind that part all the time.
So I'm assuming you must hate the shit out of Empire, aka Hustle Flow Part 2.
I'm watching that shit with my lady and shit, man.
But you know what?
Empire... He dropped the mic.
Real watch that shit with his lady too, so he already know.
But
real. Hey, I'll be trying to stay out. I'll be trying to stay out. Like,
but you know what? I don't mind watching Empire because I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I'm trying to try and see where it's gonna go.
The problem going
with Empire is it?
I'm trying to see where it's gonna go.
I just seen a post the other day. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch none of it. We recorded it, and then my wife was watching part of it one day, and I said, it looked cheesy. And she was like, it looked cheesy.
But drippity drop.
Somebody went in. Somebody went in.
You know, it's a real
shout
song.
Out to Tim, shout out to
you know,
Timbaland, man, for making his bread on them.
For Empire soundtrack. With all those songs they do on there, it's like a real soundtrack.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Shout out to Timbaland, man. He's straight getting his bread off that shit.
Yeah, because Timbaland did all the beats.
Timbaland made all his shit. That's all his shit.
So do you think they should have concentrated on a movie and just made one good movie?
No, I think they could just did a better service of understanding how a hip-hop label is run. They making it run like it's
so extreme.
No, like they run in the hip-hop label like it'd be like if Puffy had the money he has now but in 93. Because it's like all kind of like stuff that people would do. Record labels don't do the shit that they do now because no more like they talking about they did a $2 million music video. Nobody does a $2 million music video no more.
Do a $2 million.
No, nobody has the money. It's not accurate to the time that we're in.
Yeah, but that's like Gotham. Gotham ain't accurate to the time. It's
but see, I like
in.
Gotham though.
You got cell phones, and then you got 1984 police cars.
But
I love that.
I like Gotham though.
So it depends. It depends on what they're trying to, you know, convey as a message. You know what I mean? Empire's whack. That's just
Empire's whack. Do you watch something, Princess?
I saw it. It's whack.
Why everybody comes to
I just call
my job and be like, yo, Empire's dope. You got to watch it. But I think that's everybody with the hood.
It's entertaining, man.
It's entertaining.
It sucks.
It's like, don't get me wrong. I don't watch it to understand a fucking story. Like, the story ain't where it's at to be. Like, I told you, the last few good shows I saw was on Fox have been Gotham and The Following.
Yeah.
Like, those two in particular.
So keep it real. Tell me right now. Delete the ones I got on DVR or watch them. Or give it. Of Empire.
Your wife right here?
Yes, no, I want to know because
you've seen
it. Because you watched them. Because look, somebody told me, watch, once you get past the first couple, it's on. I'm like, really? I don't believe that.
See, this is the trick bag with Gotham.
Because
the first episode was straight. Yeah,
the
Empire.
Yeah, the
then the second one
was
like, oh, no. And it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
The second one with the kid peeing in the restaurant?
Yep.
That was so stupid.
That was the one that was, that's the one that sent me like, oh, I would not.
So you heard it first here.
That was the end of one. That was the end of first episode.
Now,
like,
so then who's the ones liking it? Because
I'll tell you this. If you're trying to go for a good, gritty black story that's made by black people in that light, watch Power, to be honest with you.
Power is
Power. Power is the shit.
Power is fucking good. Power's real good. I got two episodes left. Power's real good.
It's fucking great, man. Like, good if show. You want, like,
speaking of powers or power, there's a show called Powers that's coming to the PS PlayStation Network.
Yeah, he was telling me about it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It looked G. I seen the trailer. Your man from District 9 that played Krueger.
Okay.
Not District 9, Elysium, that played Krueger.
Yeah.
And he played in District 9, too.
He played the dude. The main dude.
Like, the main dude in this show, and I'm like, hold on.
Okay.
Because he's a believable actor.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good.
Silly, serious, all in one, so I don't know. That seems pretty dope.
So we basically saying fuck Terry Crews and
Terry Crews wanted to be the Silver Surfer. The Silver Surfer?
See, okay.
You know what, honestly?
Everybody
physique-wise,
no,
he can do Silver Surfer.
He too,
just don't have a face.
He too overly kind of, like the way they did too Silver. He's too big.
You think
like,
so?
Like the way they did him in like the second Fantastic Four movie. That was perfect.
The movie sucked.
So what you're saying is a white body and a black voice. Keep it 100.
Hey,
there you go.
Same thing. But you know what? But they did the same thing. They did the same thing with Vader. They did the same thing with Darth Vader.
All the time.
They did it with Darth Vader.
They did it with Bart. Had a voice with a girl.
Like just keep it 100. They did the same thing with Darth Vader. Like shit. Have you? Like they even did the test footage of Darth Vader when he actually spoke, like the actual voice. Oh my God! This sounded so just. I can't take you seriously.
Why they be doing your man like that? Because didn't James Earl Jones play in
Conan
as
the
Emperor or whatever? And they had his hair so slick back, you thought he was a Persian dude. And never give that man his credit.
Like
he
looked
like he can never be like.
He looked like a dude that used to be on heroin in the '70s. Like that was like they come that was like you know like your old granddad that used to be on heroin and shit in the '70s. That's how he looked at Conan.
What's up, young player? That's
how he looked. That's how he looked.
He looked just like that though. He did look just like that.
I don't know if it was the first movie or just the first three movies. I think he only got paid like 5 stacks or something like that. Like for just voicing Darth Vader.
It's
had
not
no
joke.
Idea yeah. He's gonna be the iconic voice
of
Darth Vader.
He gets stupid paid though off of it down.
Yeah, he gets stupid out. But he said at the time, you know, he was just like, oh, it's just a gig. But he like, you never knew you gonna have the most iconic voice in like nerd history, my nigga. Like, for real, you know what I'm saying? Darth Vader, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of dope though.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he couldn't even. Yeah, that's crazy.
So we done with news. So we saying fuck Terry Crews. Fuck.
You know what? I would say I never thought Tyrese to be a Green Lantern. I always thought Lance, and I told you this before, what's his name?
Luke Cage. You know, he was supposed to play Luke Cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyrese supposed to play Luke Cage.
Yeah, yeah. But he could.
Because John Singleton was supposed to direct the movie at first.
He can now, Terry Crews can, physique-wise, he can play a good Luke Cage physique-wise.
I agree with you.
Well, I said somebody, me and Teddy, was it me and you, and I was saying Terry Crews should play Shazam.
No, you didn't say that to me. But
yeah, because he's playful. He's a playful as a kid.
You
like,
know what?
You know what? I'm saying?
You
I
know
say
what?
Because
no, on some real shit, there was a black version of Shazam that actually had called Captain Thunder.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm saying though, you already got the Rock in there. You already. I'm saying though, he's kid like, but he's big.
They can go at it.
You know what I'm saying? He's kid like and big. Ain't that many dudes you're gonna find as kid like and big?
Vein.
Only one he's gonna find maybe is John Cena. Probably be a good Shazam.
Nah, his arms too short. Nobody ever says it, but I'm gonna say it right here. His
arms
are
so got no
short.
Neck.
John Cena pudgy on the low. He's extra broad, but he's like short arm.
You think your boy T-Rex. Randy can do it?
You
think your boy
T-Rex
Randy
arms.
Can do it?
Randy got the hype, man.
He got them T-Rex arms, my nigga.
He got the little.
But see, you think Randy can pull it off? We talking about Randy Orton, everybody. Randy Orton.
No,
Randy Orton, that's my nigga.
No, he don't got the...
And he don't have that silly. You got to be kind of silly though.
But Randy Orton is my nigga though, man. I love Randy Orton.
So he's
wrestling.
A clown too. Like he cool but like that. So
can you imagine him RKOing motherfuckers in the DC universe?
The
oh my God, dog.
That'd be the funniest.
Greatest
man.
One of the best wrestling moves I ever seen in life. Dog.
All right, we got movie reviews. We'll do Jupiter Ascending last. Kingsman. Talk about Kingsman real quick, Jules. Since you saw Kingsman,
you know what? It was
Kingsman.
I was gonna do a review and I was gonna post a review, but then I said I forget it. It came and went in my mind. But it was a lot of cats is gonna go to movies, watch it, and be that was the funniest thing out. I felt like they gave you one thing in the trailer and then you see the movie. It's like man, it threw us off. It had a good structure as a movie, but it was just too much. It was too much in like. First of all, I don't want to see Samuel Jackson playing silly roles, and he played a silly role. I don't care what anybody tell you. When you got to act like you sound like you're a slave from 18s, whatever. And right, you know what I mean? Yeah. With a hat backwards, I'm like, you going backwards, brother. You going backwards. So
I think that was whack. I think the stereotype they gave him as a role. But you have the opportunity to have a good movie, but there was so much silliness. But I think that's the whole European filming type. Stop. You know, the extra with it, the kind of like you watching what was that movie, man? It was good though, but Rock and Roller or something. It felt like.
Are you talking about Guy Ritchie?
Yeah, I don't know. Rock and Roller had Gerard Butler.
And Gerard Butler, yeah, Idris Elba.
It was kind of like us too much. It was too stupid.
But it was all right though, man. It was okay. It wasn't like the best movie he did, but he made. But no, actually, Snatch is my shit. But
Snatch is dope though.
Snatch
was dark. But see, Kingsman just, I don't know. It was missing something. I felt like I was watching, I don't know, a mix between.
You saw two princesses? And,
yeah.
So you thought the same thing?
Okay. It's definitely not for kids. No.
Definitely not for kids.
And they sell you on the fact that we brought this son. Look, I brought my son and
it's
my nephew.
It's rated R?
Should be rated RR.
Yeah, it's supposed to be rated R.
I thought it was like a teeny movie, though.
Hunger Games. They sold you on the Hunger Games feel. And then you go and see the movie, it was like.
Oh no, Hunger Games was some brutal shit, but like I said, Battle Royale.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So hold on, so I thought it was like a teeny movie. I thought Kingsman was not a teeny
movie. They presented, that's you say, they presented.
That's my whole, I was disappointed. Like they did with Lucy, they gave it, oh my God, Lucy's gonna be dope. It's gonna have this story, it's epic.
Yeah, my girl told me
whack.
That shit was garbage.
It was whack.
Yeah, she was right. It was, oh my God.
Did you go to see Seventh Son, Jules?
I've seen it.
So okay, what you think about that? Go ahead.
Right, was that good?
Yeah. Seventh Son was good.
It was good.
Because it was everything you go is a world of fantasy. The graphics was awesome.
It was.
Okay.
Yo, Kingsman graphics was whack. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Damn. The blow-up scenes, you could tell it was just like a layered CGI. I was like, ugh. I get tight off of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you know,
you're insulting my intelligence and shit.
Blow a building up over there somewhere like Gotham did, you know, in Dark Knight 2 or whatever that was. And just make it more realistic. These dudes had the fake blow-up scenes. Look. Damn. In your face, like straight. You're like, ew, that was whack.
It was a blow up scene from another movie.
Watch that movie.
From another movie that they put in there. From another
every
movie.
Other film.
Yeah, Black Dynamite it out.
We had this scene in something. Let's use it. That's exactly what they pulled.
Black Dynamite, man. Use like they different did. Scenes. They oh did. No, they didn't. No, they
that's
didn't.
What he's saying.
That's exactly what it looked like. All right, it looked like I was watching 007 scenes cut in there. In the, I'm not gonna say it and blow it for nobody, but it was. It was
wild. All right, so when me and Jules went to see Jupiter Ascending last Monday.
oh, my God.
Seven Son, real quick. My wife actually had a rating for that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, rating.
Seven.
Okay, no, we do. We got a new rating system, Jules. Remember,
yeah,
we got a new rating system.
That's what we're going to do. Okay. How we're going to do it is because it's going to make it easy for all of us. All
right.
We're going to base movies
on
off, go see it at night. Go see it at night. Full price.
Matinee.
Or DVD.
DVD. Or
if you want to go hood, go bootleg.
Or bootleg.
But we're not condoning bootleg.
No, we're not saying bootleg.
As if you find it as a bootleg, you watch it, that's on you.
Right.
We got nothing to do with it.
And then the fifth one that I want to make, they got to pay you.
Give your money back.
Wow.
They got to pay you to watch it.
So it's kind of like, so that's kind of like your script, like from 5 to 0 type.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so we'll do it like that. We'll say, you know, full price, matinee, or DVD. Boom. And then, you know, the bootleg, or
pay me.
Give my money back.
Okay, so Kingsman. Where'd you get that?
DVD, free.
Wow.
Free TV.
Free TV.
Wow.
Let's go with
TNT.
Free TV.
TNT.
TNT. Because then it could.
She said Channel 2.
Ooh, that's horrible.
That's cool.
Nobody wants to see
that. Channel 2 on Saturday.
Or
Channel 2 on Monday.
For y'all know, Channel 2 is the Fox
on
affiliate.
On Saturday? Okay.
It's the Fox affiliate for local television here.
You know, Bounce
is
going to play Kingsman once it's for free. Bounce is gonna play it because of Samuel Jackson. They're gonna be like, oh, play this.
Okay, so what you get Seven Son?
Matinee Monday, but it could be a full price Sunday. I'll say that.
But not full price Friday or Saturday.
No, I wouldn't run to it.
So,
I wouldn't run to it. Because
there's very few movies that get full price Saturday, man.
Yeah, you can't. I'm gonna tell you why. Seven Son is not that type of movie. Go on a date with, go chill. Like I'm chilling with my wife. We best friends. We can do any movie anytime.
Right.
But when you're going to see Seven Son, that gotta be a Sunday afternoon. And you're chilling on Sunday morning early.
And it's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie. It's perfect. It's perfect for kids. Perfect. It's a good movie. The graphics were awesome. I didn't like Julianne. What's her name?
Julianne Moore, yeah. the main chick, she didn't fit the role to me. She's not believable.
Because it came out this Friday. It came out this Friday, right?
Okay. Yeah, it came out this Friday.
Okay, yeah, Teddy said it sucked.
Yeah, it is.
No, Teddy Simpson said Seven Son sucked. He wanted me to. He just texted me.
He went
me.
To see it?
Yeah, he said
that's
it sucked.
That's right, he was there. Yeah.
He said it sucked, for the record.
Okay, yeah. It didn't suck. But see, Teddy goes to movies on different levels. I seen Teddy. He was dating. I don't know, it was his wife, whoever, but. He was chilling over there. He didn't want to be there. It was free. He didn't want to be there. No, that was...
Damn.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
When we went to go see... what was it? It wasn't Seventh Son. It was... I was confusing the two Teddies.
You're thinking Teddy B, right?
Teddy B. But see,
I'm talking about Teddy Simpson.
Teddy's...
Lando Cal Teddy said it sucked.
Okay, so see, I didn't see it with him.
Yeah.
But Teddy B was behind us when we was watching Seven Son, and I could tell he didn't like the movie. Okay, Teddy was there by himself, and he drove in the winter snow ice.
So he was pissed
on
top of
it. So he was tight off that. So if Teddy's listening, I know why you was mad, because I was mad we drove in that snow, but I took a free movie. I ain't gonna front.
So basically, I can't believe I'm wasting my time with Angie in this damn snow.
So I got it confused with Teddy Simpson when we watched Kingsman.
Okay.
That's what I thought you was talking about. That's what it was. He was there for Kingsman. He didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I could see his face. Where? For Seven Son? Oh, yeah. My wife loved the fries. She was like, let's go back.
All right. So let's go to Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, let's
if y'all seen Dune, it's 2015 Dune.
But if you've seen Dune and you've seen
Star Wars.
And not the
updated the Dune, trilogy. The Sting Dune. Ooh. With Sting the singer in it from 1986.
Ooh, shit.
Look, I seen that movie 2 times. I still don't know what happened in Dune. I couldn't tell you right now.
Nobody knows what happened.
Look, if somebody put a gun in my head right now, I'd be like, what happened in there? I know Sting is in it.
If
that's
you
all
tell
I
me
know.
What happened in Dune, dog, you are the man.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened in
Dune. Exactly. No, okay. So,
I don't know what the fuck happened in Dune. Dude, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I'm straight saying,
this Jupiter Ascending.
James just freaked out. He took his hat off. He took his hat off.
This is Jupiter Ascending. Look, the only reason, like, we saw, with them two girls walked out, it was like some kind of hood-like girl. It was like a hood-like kind of white girl and a hood-like black girl.
Yeah,
I guess they get all the little passes, the movies and shit. Like, they go all the time. And they plan out. They got books and shit. They reading in line. They already set up shop for, like, they do this shit. Like, they go to school. They read, like, in line. They like, do whatever. They do this shit. Like, basically, it seemed like they do this shit all the time. They look, I didn't even know they had left. Jules go, hey, yo, B. And I looked over.
I thought
oh,
they got
shit.
Kicked out.
No, they had just left.
Because the lady threatened that if we see a light on your phone, you're going to get kicked. Removed from the theater.
Yeah,
because so I thought they got kicked. I didn't know
they
left on
left.
The strength.
I saw the one girl sitting in the thing, though. She was sitting over in the corner, and I'm like, I was like, damn.
But you said you liked Tatum. He did his thing.
Channing Tatum did the best.
I was
in the
surprised
whole movie.
At that when he said that. Like, dude, I was surprised.
Channing Tatum has been coming up, man.
He did.
I need to quit
did.
Shitting on him. Maybe that was what I wanted to call this episode. I gotta quit shitting on Channing Tatum. I gotta quit shitting on him because he's done well the last couple of movies.
21 Jump Street is on me.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
I heard and,
Channing,
and Fox Catcher and then Foxcatcher is good.
But I heard
you
that,
know
that
what
was
saying?
Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So I'm. I gotta quit shitting.
Eagle was good. Nobody gonna give him his props, but Eagle was good. He couldn't sound like the dudes though. He wasn't literally like believable.
And this
bring
is
the armies to the front.
This
yeah.
was fucking.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Dude, Channing Tatum is doing all right, man.
He did
he was
thing.
The best part of this movie.
I say that you got to see He's Jupiter if it's
movie.
In your genre and you want to see.
Look here,
the
James.
Homage to Star Wars is all in that movie. I don't know what the Wachowski siblings were thinking,
the
but they
Dune
gave homage
there.
To Dune, Blade,
Blade Runner,
Blade Runner,
yep,
and,
Blade Runner
and Star
yeah, Blade
Wars
Runner, yep.
in this movie.
Really?
Because I didn't see Matrix in this movie at all, except the scene. I don't want to blow for nobody,
yeah,
but you know, we was tapping each other like, what are we watching?
Look, I had to look. we only understood the movie because we had to throw shit off each other to figure
it out.
Like, he had a missing piece that I didn't have. Like, okay, that's what's happening.
And then his mother came back, and what happened? And that's how he was going.
Shit,
he was going in.
Like, if you're not a sci-fi person, you'll be able to get it if you are into sci-fi movies. But the average person that goes in there to watch Jupiter Ascending is not gonna fuck with that movie.
So in other words, it has the same type of feel like of an Inception or a Cloud Atlas. Like it's like one
No. Okay.
Movies like hard
okay.
To
okay.
Know
when
what
you
the fuck
Star
going.
Wars. Okay.
Cloud Atlas
think about
was exactly the perfect. Think, like I don't know what happened.
Okay. Think about they dropped you off in Star Wars with Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh.
And you had no basis at all with nothing else. They just drop you off in the middle of... Isn't that kind of how it was?
Exactly.
Like, it dropped you off in a movie already. Like, you're supposed to have known certain shit. Or they try to explain it on,
dude,
like,
on
the
run. You just can't drop someone in Empire Strikes Back,
but that'd be
you
the best
kind of
way.
That,
or any, any trilogy.
That throw, you can't just do that.
Or any trilogy movie.
But that's
they
like
drop
you get
dropped
off in Matrix 2 and 3. You'd be like, what happened?
Any one of them.
Like, okay, I'm not, this is not spoiling what I'm saying. It's basically three siblings that own all, like, half of the galaxy or some shit.
They own planets.
And they own planets. And they basically use them to farm shit.
Yeah, they farm the humans through from the planets as their longevity.
Oh,
it's
so
crazy.
So in other words, it's Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
They're fighting for time.
Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
For time.
Exactly what that is.
No.
Spoiler alert right now.
But look here. And this is us helping you out by giving you this. This is not really even spoiling it for you. It's actually helping you out to maybe understand this movie better.
You're making me more mad about the movie now. What have I missed?
I felt like it fell my way.
So the thing is, though, with it, is that when, like, those three siblings, I didn't know, like, every one of the times she was going to visit one of them jewels, it was like, okay, this the end then, right? And they'll be like, oh, no, it's not the end. Like, it's like you think it's the end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, is this the end? Like, oh, no, you got some more bullshit to go through. Yeah. And Channing Tatum was dope, man. I can't front.
He was dope. I can't front either.
I can't front.
The girl was whack. She was cool just to have the girl play the role she was playing.
Right.
The dude, that villain sucked ass. The last brother, he sucked.
His face.
He sucked.
He was like the air was getting
like
in
Tourette's.
Out
like he had Tourette's. Yeah, but not Tourette's in a way where you're saying crazy shit, but like your facial features, like you have Tourette's.
Yeah.
But he's talking regular, but his mouth is shaped like he's got Tourette's.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling that shit.
He had the duck lips.
There you go.
Automatic duck lips.
Duck lips with Tourette's. I know that sounds fucked up for all our listeners. Tourette's and duck face, but if you see it,
I would go see Seven Sons.
So what's your rating on that?
Jupiter Ascending.
I'll go DVD.
I say DVD.
I won't say TV. I say DVD.
Yeah, I won't say TV. I say DVD.
DVD.
You know, red box maybe.
DVD during the day, not at night, because you may fall asleep.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
No, not saying it's the bad. I'm talking about you gotta be in a space and ready to think. Because you know it's made by the Wachowski brothers.
Right.
And you're not going to try to throw some...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Not the Wachowskis, the Wachowskis now. I'm sorry.
Right.
The siblings.
Or whatever they are.
They don't even say siblings, though. They just say Wachowskis.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Right.
But their credibility is not too good either.
They're trying to be too deep.
They got sued over the Matrix.
And they were trying to be deep in some parts, though, where they were trying to, like, especially with the thing of time.
Matter of fact.
They were trying to throw in, like, little deep shit here and there.
There was a flashback in Jupiter Ascending that made you remember the Matrix when homie started talking for 15 minutes. The analogy of the Matrix.
Yep.
I'm dead serious, man. We was in there like this. Hey.
So this nigga do some Neil deGrasse Tyson Stephen Hawking shit show ass out of nowhere.
The Matrix was made for two reasons. One, two, three.
Yo,
it was going down. We were sitting there like, what are we watching?
Yeah.
Wow. What are we watching? It was like, I don't know. They lost their credibility with me with Speed Racer, so I was way off. And that's why I never seen Cloud Atlas.
Fell asleep on Cloud Atlas seven times.
And I just wanted
to. I straight just had to just be up and just watch it. And when you watch it, there's a lot going on. Yeah. I'm not going to say in hell is going on. Because like I said, it's like five, six different time periods going on at one time. They just jumping back and forth. Like it jump, not just like it'll start just one and then go to another. They just randomly jump the fuck around. But
too
then
much,
like,
too much.
It's like it'll throw you the fuck off. But then if you try to make it, it'll all start coming together a little bit better towards the end.
What blew my mind too, what threw me off too, there was a certain part in Jupiter Ascending.
Which one are you talking about?
Channing Tatum and Jupiter Ascending.
Mm-hmm.
When he was driving.
Oh.
And he was driving like he wasn't even an alien. Like he had his arm on the window and his two fingers holding the wheel.
Did you see that scene?
He know how to drive. Like I was done. It was certain things I was like, it's just not believable no more.
And remember I predicted one part. I was like, man, they gonna make it look like time didn't happen.
Yeah.
And
he
then
said, yo, she's gonna
like,
wake up like nothing happened. I said, no.
Jules was like, no, she not. And then it literally came off. She was like, no.
We ain't trying to blow it for nobody. But if you're
going
to go watch
a movie, that's not going to blow it. It's not
going to
blow it.
Go buy Dracula Untold this week. It just released on DVD.
And
save your money. Go buy that.
So
watch that at home.
That show is her DVD pick of the week.
DVD pick of the week right there, dog. So, Blu-ray of the week. I'm not going to say DVD.
I'm telling you,
might be the best DVD until Age of Ultron comes out on DVD. Like, for real. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Really?
Dracula Untold, man. Phenomenal. Dracula Untold. You already know. I told you it was in my top five. Not like Gravity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yours is a little bit incredible.
Jesus Christ. Yo, but not for real, for real, for real, for real. It's an origin film. That's all it is. Mm. A superhero origin film.
I heard, but you're not the only person I heard to say that, too. Like, I've heard, like, it's straight. It's a sleeper film.
It's a sleeper film. It's a
sleeper film.
Sleeper film, okay. Man. That's
film. It sounds like the same kind of super film that Ray 2 had. So I'm rocking with it. I'm going to check it out.
All right. Let's get into our last segment of the day, trailers.
Ooh.
All right. Fantastic Four trailer drop between us and the last time we went.
And yes.
Go ahead.
Please retract what you're going to say, sir.
I mean, Fantastic Four is still a shitty collective. I will start off there.
But retract what you said
about
the
trailer. But the trailer looked kind of dope.
Oh, that kid's smiling. He's smiling.
Ain't no kind of too.
People, we have him smiling.
I came front. The trailer looked dope.
And the way that got everything laid out. And I was like, okay, this actually might kind of work. I'm like, okay, you got old girl from House of Cards in there. You got a dude from that Aquaman along with Michael B. Jordan. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let it rock. And then I saw the thing do his little metamorphosis for like a half a second. I'm like, oh shit, okay. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I saw Michael B. Jordan flame on for a second. I'm like, okay.
I didn't see that. I was looking for that, but I don't think I seen it. I think I was hype over the trailer, period.
Yeah, because they showed the thing for a second. They showed Ben Grimm becoming the thing.
They haven't did all the CGI in there.
They showed actual Johnny Storm, Michael B. Jordan and Johnny Storm kneeling over a body, which they actually said, I read this article that I'm getting to in a second. Like, he actually kneeled down in his body, I guess, like, one of his friends or something like that. He actually flamed on.
Ooh.
He just ended up flaming on. So, like, I was like, and they actually have him walking flame on, like, from the back and stuff. So, you don't see him from the front.
So it's there, but you don't see how, man.
And they even show a split image of Dr. Doom for a second.
Let me ask you a question, though. Because as soon as I seen the trailer, I think you guys sent me the link, right?
Yeah,
I sent it to my homeboy, Jay, a.k.a. Born. He's out there listening. And the first thing he said, Mumtaz seeing the Dark Knight Rises in all the comic movies, because he's a fan of comics.
Yeah. Right.
But I said, well.
So the Christopher Nolan bite job is on?
Do you think it's too much?
For this to make it interesting, just so.
They might have to.
For this particular franchise.
Because the crew sucks. They got to make it do something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I know how you feel about the whole collective period. You can't stand it, so you need to see. If I'm going to watch you, it's got to be like CSI.
No, I don't like the Fantastic Four as a collective.
Oh.
I think they suck.
He said he don't like the actual team itself. Like,
yeah, they
like
suck.
I'm talking about the new one.
I'm talking about general. From the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Do you think
maybe you were scarred from the last two movies, maybe? Threw you off?
No. I never liked them.
Icing on the cake.
I just never liked them. And I thought they Stretch Man.
So you didn't like the way Silver Surfer.
Now we're back on this argument again.
Stretch Man.
Come on, man.
Invisible Girl.
Come on.
Torchy. And big dude, a whack. He was just whack. And they're one of the first Marvel's first characters. I get it. So I'm not shitting on that.
First
but they're whack
family,
in general, man. They're whack in general.
I already said what I need to say. But
the trailer looks dope.
I'm not going to go into that again.
This is me. This is me. Real quick.
So your boy said that he thinks it's that Christopher Nolan type of movie looking
too much? Yeah, so he got tight off that alone. So I said, you got to watch it and give it a shot because Fantastic Four already did the first two movies.
And it was campy as fuck.
In the fun type family origin, kind of movie theme. But, so now, if you go the dark route, will we take it more serious? I think so.
Yeah, because they're doing it more, they said, based off of the comics.
The Ultimate version.
So I say, hey,
let's do it. Reed in that one turns into Dr. Doom in the Ultimate version. A Fantastic Four. Now that's dope. When I was reading,
Reed Richards does turn supervillain, dog. Yeah, and he is. And when he does turn supervillain,
because he's super smart.
He thinks
he can run the world better than everybody else.
He's
got those comics.
Him and Dr. Doom are like almost neck and neck in intelligence. Ooh. Like for real, I think Doom may have like a slighter edge, but Reed is literally not that far behind.
So you fucking with? I'm assuming James.
I'm fucking with it solely because like. I like the dark look, only because I like the dark look because that's what all the comic book standards are going by now. Because they know all the comic book standards don't go by the old kiddie version and shit. Like, you can pick up literally a superhero comic now. I don't give a fuck who it is. Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Monster, no matter who it is, it's going to have a darkness to it. And the dark, but it works.
I'll say this.
It works. It makes it work a lot better.
I agree.
Oh, okay.
But look, as a grown man, going to a movie to see somebody in a superhero suit.
it feels good to see it in the dark sense because it's grown. It feels more grown. Like when I was young, I really honestly, everybody yelled about the Transformers not looking like the original, but the cartoon was so cheesy.
But you have to make it. You have to make,
you have to make it realistic. So I think that's the better move to do. You can get your animated joints to see everything in the way we want to see it on comic, you know, books and all that. But I think this is a good thing.
Right, to make shit work in a more realistic aspect, like you said with Transformers, you have to.
You gotta go serious.
You gotta go serious.
You have to have a.
You have to.
All right. Next up in our trailers, Daredevil trailer drop.
I'm indifferent on it.
Ooh. Me too.
Me too.
Did you see the princess?
I'm indifferent on it. I'm gonna give it a shot, but I'm indifferent.
I'm gonna
I got mad when I seen the sock over his head.
Oh, I was hot when I saw
I was
that.
Because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, okay, you can at least recycle the fuck. Yeah, you can recycle the Ben Affleck suit.
Got that.
Ben
Affleck they did it on Smallville. Right. 10 years I watched that show, and then you give me the silly return suit. I was tight about that, but I mean, at least they did it.
Right. It was like, that could have worked, because honestly, Daredevil movie one day, great, but the suit worked.
The suit was dope. It wasn't even that great. It's just, the look of it was cool. It was just, maybe the story wasn't as...
And they added that electric shit in there. Electra in there, too. That's what fucked it up, too.
They was trying to find the love out the movie.
Yeah, and they trying to push the
Electra. They didn't want him to be just hood and get it in.
Because, on some route, because Hell's Kitchen, like, how
the Hell's Kitchen version is dope. That's a dope run of a Daredevil. But that's a real twisted version of the Daredevil.
So maybe they really going to go in on that,
And maybe they're trying to hide some shit, not show us the real Daredevil
or
costume.
Or it could be Daredevil. Or kind of like how they did with Spider-Man. That could be his costume. They say maybe starting off. Listen. And then he may graduate to something like how he looks now.
But like, come on now. Look, keep it real, man. If Flash is putting out a costume like that on that TV show, I think Daredevil could have gave us a little stitching here and there with a suit. You know what I mean? And then you got Adam coming out.
Right. I think that's his first outfit for like his first run, like Matt Murdock's first run, but then it's like grown to.
I'm not going to watch it. We have to watch it out of Hama. We got to watch it out of Jonah. We can't talk on this show without having knowledge of that.
Because
even the worst.
Because Daredevil's Hell's Kitchen storylines do awesome. It's some gritty Batman. It's like it rivals on some Batman.
No, it's
like
some crazy shit.
Like, it was on some Batman type shit. He goes through some shit. Like even Black Panther took over his role for a second. Mm. You know, and saw how real shit got in Hell's Kitchen, yo. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Next up in our trailers, we got Man with the Iron Fist Part 2.
I didn't even watch.
Oh yes, I watched it. And
James, your thoughts?
What did you say? Like, you ain't hit us up or nothing, so obviously it wasn't nothing worth it. Let's
you
just
hit us up.
Come on, we connect every day through texting
or Facebook
and whatever,
or something.
Facebook. You tag me to everything. You mean to tell me you didn't tag me, Ted, or D on nothing
with
that
the
trailer.
Man of Iron Fist too.
Was you upset? Was you more upset when you seen that man RZA come out in G.I. Joe, man?
Shut up.
Cause
I'm trying to restrict I'm trying to find the right words for it, cause out of respect for RZA. That's the only only out of respect, cause I am a music producer at the end of the day, and I gotta respect.
Keep in mind, everyone, it's going straight to DVD.
It really is. I think is it out already?
Okay. Maybe they cleaning up what they messed up in the film. I don't know.
But pull like this, man.
This is how bad the movie is for the trailer.
Oh, God.
They said starring the RZA. That's it. They ain't had nobody else like on the trailer part.
Oh,
for, like, starring anybody
got
else.
Tight. What's his name?
You talk about Russell Crowe.
Played Drax. Oh, Russell Crowe.
No, you talking about Batista.
Yeah. Batista. Oh, yeah. They was like, nah, I'm not coming back. Are you crazy?
You see how horrible the first one was? Look, no.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu was in there. He had a good cast.
Yeah, a pretty good little cast in there.
But like, see, when you got stuff like that, and then you have a good cast, you have to come better with the story. Oh, and it's one thing we didn't talk about, Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah,
you were. I think what was more upsetting for me and D watching it is that the movie came out a year and a half later than what it's supposed to release.
Yeah, they keep pushing it back.
You made me wait so long to confuse me, I was tight. It just really got, it lost me
so
with that.
So pretty much we can all equally say the Wachowskis more or less are starting to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fell off. You know, and I'm not knocking their hustle as artists. Yo, you got to do what you got to do. Get back in it.
Right.
But with this one, they fell off. Same thing. It's like you don't give us a trailer and then give us something that's like, oh, whatever.
Like, okay.
You know, Man you with got the potential. Iron Fist too. Man with the Iron Fist could have been better than ever.
Oh, man, it was going to be dope.
Man.
It had so much potential to be like
shit.
Yeah. And it just went down to twos, man.
It really did, man.
Yeah.
But so you didn't give us your thoughts though, James.
You didn't text us, so let's just say. Let's
okay,
we're
gonna go. We're gonna go by your
moment of silence. Let's say moment of silence, man.
Let's go by your
rating. Cause you ain't linked me to nothing. I'm offended now.
Yeah, let's, like, not one thing.
Yo, we've been connecting every day.
Let's put it like this. Going off your rating system that you created. You guys have created. Mm-hmm.
Full price matinee DVD, bootleg, or give my money back. Period.
It's in between bootleg and give my money back. Though. I mean, no disrespect to you, RZA, man. Wow. Like, no disrespect to you
so
at all.
So, flea market Saturday, bootleg.
A flea market Saturday.
Dude, I'm free, though, for free, because you know the CD, man.
No, this is how bad it is. That's the one they throw in for free when you buy Kingsman and you buy they throw it to you. Like, you can go this one ahead. I didn't need the space.
The first Man Out of Fist was okay. It was okay.
Oh, no, it wasn't okay. It was horrible.
I'm trying to give it the benefit of that, so I'm saying okay.
Let's just be right.
I think because you're looking at it from a producer's point of view. My man's in there, my counterpart. I need my man to do his thing, and you look for hope out of that.
And at the same time, I can see the homies.
Too much hope.
I can see the homies he's trying to make, so like the old school 70s, like martial arts. I see what he's trying to do to
look, the trailer only had starring the RZA. It never had anyone else's.
No, I'm talking about the first one. Now the second one?
Not even Tahiri from Love & Hip Hop as the chick interest. Not even nobody.
Is Tahiri in there?
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, I'm
just
kidding. Jules, go fuck me up. I was going to be like, oh, shit.
I'm just saying. I ain't even paying attention to that.
She had Carmen Ran in top five, so shit.
She did a good job in top five.
Really, she did.
She did a good job in top five.
Then if she was in there, man.
She's only in there for like, Carly Red. She was in there. She did a good job. She did a great job. No, I mean, it was a role you think she would do, though. So it's not like...
She plays
the
acting on the show she plays every day on Love & Hip Hop.
But she does a great job in it, though. I mean, like...
She does.
She does a great job, though. Even Chris Rock, like, she did a good-ass job. And then I saw the movie, I was like, oh, okay, I see.
How many minutes she had, too?
Like 10, if that.
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the really.
She didn't talk in there, though, for real.
If that, maybe.
If that. What? Screaming, I guess.
What she was doing? Just a bystander?
She's playing herself.
Oh, I quit. I'm out.
You out? You said you're out.
I'm not watching that.
That's what I'm saying. We're just going to leave it like that.
So she owes somebody favors or something. They got,
No, I don't think they owe no favors. I think she gave someone the favors.
Yeah, so a lot of
them. Snap. Wow.
Let's keep on honey.
And actually on the low
the comments made on the Randall Cow Show are solely of those.
Cedric Tanner stole that scene, though. Cedric Entertainer stole that whole scene.
Oh, yeah, Cedric.
I don't blow because we still ain't see it, so maybe we might see it. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, his hair was laid better than yours, my dog.
Yeah. No, Cedric Entertainer was laid.
Nigga, hair was
so he could have been the Scorpion King 5? He could be in Scorpion King 5.
The Scorpion King 5, Zamunda.
Boy, hair was all types of silky, my dog.
Hey! Yep.
He could have
had the gold tooth.
Like,
and
he
kind of
had the long ass tail.
Gold tooth and everything.
He almost had the tail Simpson for a second. Like,
yeah, he did.
Wow. Shout out to my homie Ted Simpson.
Yeah.
Ted Simpson,
not
here, man.
Ted 2 trailer. Y'all see his face
was sad.
Ted 2 trailer. Did y'all get
I didn't watch it.
Fuck yeah. I'm for it.
I'm down with it.
Is it that good? Is it
worth it? Dude, it's so fucking funny.
You never seen the first
one? What? I was losing it for Mark Wahlberg, man. At a certain point, man.
But no,
I'm gonna tell you why. I feel like he's not doing this thing like he was doing Shooter, like he did Four Brothers, like he did Corruptor. You know, I started going sideways. Like, yo, what is
it's
he doing
hell,
now?
Man.
It's funny. Like,
Painting
it's,
Game was horrible to me, and I think that just set it off for me.
You ever seen the other guys?
I did.
Okay, did you like the other guys?
I did. It was funny.
He had like the same type of humor, but put Seth MacFarlane instead
as a teddy bear. This teddy bear is the funniest shit, dog.
Like they put Peter Griffin as a teddy bear.
There you go. Peter Griffin as a teddy bear.
I'll watch it. It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah,
I think the first one.
The first one.
The second one looks good, though. It looks good.
I bet. So I'll check it out.
It's fucking hilarious. And then they got hella cameos in that motherfucker too.
Yeah.
Because it's Seth MacFarlane, he knows he good for having cameos. Yeah. So.
All right. Last up in our trailers, Fast 7. They extended trailer.
I'm for it, man.
I watched it like 3 times. But
yeah,
I mean, I
was down.
I'm so hyped.
Fast and the Furious like franchise has been pretty fucking consistent, man.
Actually,
it picked up since 4. It went 3 since 3.
4. 4.
'Cause Tokyo Drift was 3.
3.
Tokyo Drift.
I love how they flipped it and put Tokyo Drift in between what they just did with Tokyo the last. It was perfect.
To get the timeline right, to make the timeline right.
Because when you watch Tokyo Drift now, it still doesn't look like an old movie. It looks like it fits in these two stories, man.
And because the whole main thing is, they're supposed to be chronologically the end of all, because old boy died.
Yeah.
So. I don't think it's going to be over, though.
No, they doing
you got
two more.
Too many people.
They doing two more.
They got too
now,
many
if
people.
You bring your man Donald Miley and
I think they bring
the other
him. I think they bring an old boy from Tokyo Drift in.
Yeah, I don't like him though.
But I think the way they gonna flip it is because I think the way they gonna flip it is that remember when Vin Diesel pull up, I think he can recruit them at that point.
Exactly.
And pull up, and that, actually, if you're smart, that's what you do though to replace your boy that died.
Hard look, that was a good look right there when they did that.
Yeah. And place your boy that died, what was it?
And
Paul Walker. You replace him with homeboy and then you say you flipped it. I went to recruit you after we saw what you did. You was cool, my boy Han.
Why the white man gotta be the leader all the time? So you why
Vin Diesel the leader.
Vin Diesel ain't white, he had blood half a time.
Yeah,
so why you can't put somebody else in? Why you gotta bring this little kid from Tokyo Drift?
He ain't a leader. No, I'm saying he's not gonna be a leader, just part of the team.
But Paul Walker's the leader to me.
Right, but no. I'm not saying he's a leader.
Paul Walker, you ain't got
I'm
nothing.
Just saying bring him on the team. I ain't saying like a leader.
Why you can't bring Bow Wow back? I just blew your face.
Did Bow Wow even drive?
No, he had that little wagon. He ain't drive nothing with the Hulk fist on it. He was selling sneakers. Why they had that man in that movie? The stereotypes gotta stop. Let's not go into that. Let's keep going something else.
No, his name would not be spoken in this movie.
Your face.
No.
I'm not
he got tight. Is he tight? He's with Erica Menez.
Erica Menez.
Listen.
Yo, you just blew up the podcast with this bullshit, Jules.
Not as bad as Gravity as his top five, though.
That's true.
What, my God? Can we leave this alone?
Never. I'm never going to drop that.
I do. Because
I was always going to use that as a getaway card or a pass gold card, whatever, get out of jail free card. You're going to throw me under the bus. I'm going to bring that right back. Oh, remember Gravity as top five?
Five of the year?
In our genre?
Right.
Tight. Out of space.
I do
want to
bring up the fact that James keeps on bringing up Guyver could beat Iron Man.
Somebody
had that?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody thought it was.
Who done that?
James.
No, I didn't create that. I didn't create that. I just saw it.
No, I mean, all these motherfucking extra. I'm finna go pull in Richard Pryor here. These double nerds. He's called them double Muslims. He's like being in jail with double Muslims. And I'm coming in this jail cell with double nerds. Like, you got to go to the anime series on 2004, section 2/3.
Get the fuck out of here, Daryl. I ain't no brand new. Like, I ain't tell you the same shit I've been telling you.
I'm talking about the people that was arguing with me on that thread.
But they ain't saying shit I ain't already told
Iron
you.
My Guyver could be Iron Man.
But it ain't shit. It ain't shit.
Have you seen
told
Guyver
you
movie?
Before.
You seen the movie Guyver before?
I didn't watch
but,
that
but
movie,
you know
man.
What? But like we
but
keep
he was
telling
picking
you.
It up. Like, you need to watch that.
No,
he
I said the
anime.
I just kept on saying,
he did say the
watch
anime.
The anime.
I said it. But you know what? You told us watch Black Mirror. That's an interesting
And Black Mirror
show.
Was dope.
Oh, no. I watched the Christmas special over there, too. The white Christmas special.
The Christmas special is on Netflix?
The one you showed it to me.
It's a little bugged out, though.
Oh, yeah.
I only watched first season so far.
John Hamm from Mad Men is in it. He's one of the main characters in it.
Really?
And, dog. It takes this blocking motherfuckers on Facebook to a whole nother world. Like, it puts it on the flip side, like, you're the blocky and the shit that happens. Like, on a technological standpoint. Like, it's so fucked up. You'll feel bad about, like, damn, I didn't realize motherfuckers really kind of view shit like this. Like, it's a hell of a thing, man. Like, I loved it. Like, but it's, like, I told you, Black Mirror is one of those shows that's gonna make you think when it comes to technology and social media. It's going to make you think, like, damn, this shit could really happen. But now, but talking about Guyver,
I mean, it's all good. I mean, I'm gonna check out this Guyver thing.
Let's watch it.
I'm gonna watch this.
Let's have a man cave Tuesday.
And I'm gonna table it to next week.
You got the DVD?
No, you can watch the whole thing on YouTube.
I'm gonna watch it on YouTube this week. I'm on vacation this week.
But see, when you're watching stuff on YouTube, you put it on a screen or something, what you do?
Does he go to my HDMI, to my TV?
Oh, so you're good then?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and then, because my Xbox broke a long time ago, so I've been using my Wii for Netflix and YouTube.
Your Wii?
Yes, I still have my Wii. Yes. Dreamcast. Don't judge me.
I still got Dreamcast system.
I still got my Dreamcast. I still got my Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. And Double Pack Impact Giant Attack.
I imagine.
I
still got tennis. So our question of the week is what we got again. We can wrap it on up, Jules.
I'll talk about for the
Battle of the Week. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Scarlet Witch from Marvel versus Zatanna from DC.
And email us at LandoCalPod@gmail.com with those. Also, people keep emailing us. We're going to do Netflix Pick of the Week next week. We'll get back to that. Did you get to check out Genius, the free thing of Genius? You got a chance to read
it? Part one. Man. It was a part of one.
I got the rest of them physical. So if you need, I'm on issue now too. Yo, Genius is crazy. Really? Oh, it's crazy. You read the first part where it just start off like...
Yeah, man.
Dude, like, basically, like I said, when I talked a little bit last week, but I actually got into it.
A black chick that's like she's the greatest like, tactician of all time.
But the police think it's a dude. Because they like, the way somebody... Because basically, the police trying to figure out why this... They basically sit in the hood. They set up the hood like a battleground. Mm.
It's like Tamika from the block that came up as Napoleon and game.
And know how to... And knows military strategy.
I gotta read it. You gotta let me
it's free. It's free on Comixology on, for
like who,
issue one.
Like who,
and I got the other ones physical.
You sent me a link to something I couldn't open, and you asked.
Yeah, no, Comixology. I sent you the link. You just gotta download the app, Comixology.
Okay.
Who's a damn good tactician? Like we can compare it to
like General Patton or somebody,
or Hannibal, or like yeah. Hannibal.
But she know how to. Wow. She drawing the police in like in
rounds. Like on some Sun Tzu type shit. Like she like if Sun Tzu was a. Replace Sun Tzu with Tamika from the block.
Yeah. Wow. Like, she, like, one dude was like, well, I ain't gotta fucking follow you. Pistol whipped him. Wow. It's like, who you ain't following?
Like, damn, she like Batman.
Yeah.
She got like.
But it's a black chick. It's a black little girl.
A hood black chick.
That sounds dope.
Named Destiny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same name as my cousin.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Destiny out there.
All right. So, hey, James, let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
So you can hit me up Twitter, Instagram, JBJROfficial. You know, I make beats and stuff. I'm going to be doing some work and other projects in the near future. Keep on the lookout for that. But if you want to listen to my beats, soundcloud.com/JBJR. Oh, yeah. And, Sample Kings all day. I love sampling. So.
Jules, where can I hit you up?
That's a piece of dude.
Me puede encontrar en...
No, I'm just playing.
it'd be a whole Spanish.
Hey.
The ears be perking up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
yes.
Loco, let me tell you something.
No.
Jules Unique, man. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, man. Check out my artwork. Check out my haircuts.
Right, we've gotten emails and tweets. People saying we should expand this to every week.
Let's do it every week. I mean, it's on Rem. Rem, you got to talk
to
us.
No, but I mean, I'm building a studio at the crib. I'm building a studio at the crib. So
I work?
Yeah, I'm building a studio at the crib.
Okay. I'm with the every week.
And plus, like,
we can really do it every week.
You, so, yeah, so.
I know we cram a lot into 1 week. We didn't even talk about the trailers for the Super Bowl, which we should talk about maybe next time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of disappointments.
That's how you got addicted to heroin. That was some bullshit, dog. I'm sorry.
I watched the whole game for that. I usually watch fourth quarter to keep it moving, man. I watch the whole game to watch.
Jesus
all that.
Christ.
Yeah, and then they had the Jurassic Park shit.
So real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Heroes
Reborn, right?
Reborn.
Yes.
What do you think? Real quick, I just want to really see what y'all thought about that, because me, honestly, they lost it for that season
they
4.
Lost
Everybody know it. But they lost it in season 2 and 3, and I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
None of those characters grew. So from season 2 and 3, they was doing the same thing they was doing in 1, still finding out. Like, I understand Smallville, they finding new powers. Your eyes burn up now you can see through walls. But it was different in Heroes. They didn't have any union. They didn't come together and say, let's do this. Let's save the city. It was so awkward that it still didn't know in season 3 what they were doing. And then, so when 4 came, it was like, you're throwing in this whole, you know, circus thing, and it just didn't fit.
Yeah,
they never accomplished. They never became the Avengers or the Legion of whatever. You know, so
you
it was like, what
is going to be? Do you think they're going to do that?
I think they're going to try to get back what they had in the first 2 seasons, but they're not going to be able to do
let
it.
Let that rock.
Let
man.
It go.
Let that rock.
Because if you start talking sad enough, they had a good thing going.
Right, and I did.
But I'd rather them give me on a different channel. I'd rather you put it on Sci-Fi or TNT.
Move it out.
Get it off of 4 or 5, whatever those channels are, man. Them dudes be loving CSI stuff. And so when you putting Heroes on there, like Constantine is getting flack.
And I heard Constantine is straight.
And I heard it's straight, too, because Grimm is dope, so it's kind of a compliment to each other. But you're on a station that they on you every 5 minutes, like, what you got. That's why Daredevil's going to Netflix. They're going to push all of them out at one time. You can watch it as your leisure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Flash, Arrow, they stay on CW. They ain't going nowhere else. You know, it's just CW's certain channels like only, work better.
I think CW is like the only channel that's been able to have those type of shows. And
yeah.
Can, like, well, they locally,
let their plots develop, too, on CW.
But now you got CBS getting Supergirl, too.
Oh, that's...
And then Krypton.
Okay,
so what's going on with that?
Fuck Supergirl, man. And not because it's a Supergirl. The fact they got... It's a podcast right now with 4 or 5 episodes about Supergirl TV show right now. Oh. We only got 9 episodes of Lando Cal. They got 5 already about Supergirl.
Wow.
The TV show. They ain't even cast only. They only cast 2 people.
Shit.
But no, it's going to be whack.
Hey,
Wonder
Woman went out the window when they put the pilot out.
Y'all know how they're doing it like a detective series. You know that, right?
Oh, it's all... Don't do it.
It's gonna be CSI Supergirl.
I don't wanna see that.
But that's how they send it up. They send it like a detective type serial, like a detective like serial thing.
But
she got superpowers.
But that's what they do with Gotham. It's more of a close to, you know.
You know how they should do it on some real shit. They should do it as far as
they should
like
do it
how
at
they
all.
Did. No, they should. If you gonna introduce Supergirl, introduce her right like how they did in Superman, Batman, Apocalypse.
But let's keep it 100. Like, let's act as the lady.
Introduce
in
her like that. Like, introduce her like that.
I've never been a Supergirl fan.
You see me either, man.
But you know, if you gonna introduce
I've seen
Supergirl,
the original movie over and over and over again, just because. You know.
Oh shit! You could do Power Girl. You can do Power Girl. That's Supergirl
right
from another.
Though,
that's Supergirl from another universe. That's just adult Supergirl. That's all Power Girl is. So. You can do Power Girl. You can
but
do,
see, the problem is sexism comes in. You got to have, if you're going to do Supergirl, let her come in and be hard off the top. Why she got to be on some detective shit?
That's whack.
That's whack.
You might as well give me Clark Kent.
I'd rather watch Wonder Woman again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to do it right, do it like how you do Superman, Batman, Apocalypse, like how Supergirl, because that's the story of how Supergirl
yeah, but they doing it like she's a fucking CSI
nah,
agent.
Man.
That's whack.
Nah, man.
Don't do it.
Because, I mean, and I don't know how they're going to translate
like
that
Flash.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Flash works because he actually is in forensics. He has the detective. So that works.
Supergirl
him.
Works with the what she work is like a hairstylist or something?
No, she
they doing some stupid shit with this, man.
Because
it's
I know
like,
in
she was in school.
Yeah. In Smallville. With a brown lights front wig. You know what I'm saying?
The original movie.
Right.
Yeah. Because her boyfriend is the dude gonna be the dude from the black dude from True Blood.
So now everything is like multicultural.
No, not Lafayette. What was the other dude that got that went crazy on there?
I don't know.
He was on the game too.
Hey,
he's on.
They got a black version.
No, he played what you call his boyfriend on the game. Like her, the boyfriend Poochon? before she Poochon? Married Dorian.
So Poochon?
Is that his name?
You talking about Derwin?
Not Derwin. The dude that she was messing with before she got back with Derwin on the game. The brown skin, kind of tall dude. They played the agent on the game.
I know who you're talking about.
And he was on True Blood, too.
I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of him.
He played Lafayette's sister boyfriend on True Blood.
It was like a season.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm talking
about. Yeah, but he's playing her boyfriend on there.
I'm good. Yeah, everybody's good. We good. And we good because really the network is coming out on.
Anything on CBS is going to fuck up.
Let's keep it 100. They're not going to fit the standard on that network.
So, especially CBS. You know,
then we're not gonna get what we really want to see. Right. I'd rather just pull out Superman 2.
Even worse is the iZombie TV show. Y'all see that one?
Ooh.
It's a girl that's a zombie, but she's a forensic scientist.
Come on, stop. Hey, listen, I got an honorary battle.
It's
I got an honorary battle for next.
It's called iZombie.
It's an honorary battle.
It's an honorary battle. Because y'all dudes be pulling out Brainiac and Ultron. But I'm gonna just bring y'all back. I want to see a battle between who y'all think. G-Force versus not even Power Rangers, the original Power Rangers.
No, but you know the original Power Rangers?
No,
I can't wait until they make the movie, the remake
of
that,
throw it off.
I can't wait. I can't wait until they make the remake of that. I cannot fucking
wait. Hey, y'all
heard
about the Power Rangers?
They redoing Robotech.
No, Power Rangers.
Robotech?
They doing Robotech live action Robotech.
No, yeah,
really?
But
Robotech was too serious
for us.
They
doing a live action Robotech.
Listen,
yeah, Robotech.
You can tell that too, right? Robotech was too serious for us when we was kids. Like Voltron was just good enough. But Robotech was too serious. I started believing the Earth.
I don't know.
So you're saying
Ken the Eagle versus Jason the Red Power Ranger, basically, is what you're saying.
I'm not fucking with this conversation.
You're tight. But see, nobody know about G-Force.
But
you don't know about G-Force. You ain't really.
But no. But no, keep it 100. I'm telling. I told y'all a long time ago with Super Sentai. The original version of Super Sentai, the 7th incarnation, is what's supposed to be the original Power Rangers here. Like I told you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I remember you were saying
murked. Like, it's some real shit.
New music from me.
That was right. Well, no, you hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. Email us LandoCalPod @gmail.com.
Once a week, man.
Push yeah, yeah,
once a week. Let's make it happen.
What did you say, Lando? Again,
LandoCalPod. No, LandoCalPod.
Pod. Okay.
@gmail.com. Okay. LandoCalPod@gmail.com.
That's dope.
Straight OLC on Twitter for our Twitter page. You go straight Lowcast for our Facebook page, and we'll be putting up the Battle of the Week on there for everybody to chime in once again. And we'll be back next time on Lando Calrissian.
You.
Goodbye.